Alert.
This search was about shoe leather and science.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Back to school for millions of kids, and they will be welcomed by a presidential speech that's touched off a firestorm across the country. Our coverage begins in San Antonio with reporter Mike Board.
As soon as Debbie Stinnett of San Antonio, Texas, heard about the video and the study material that was sent from the White House, she called her kid's school district and demanded they pull the plug.
My government, they're not old enough yet. And to me, if you're speaking to them when they're young, then there's coming in the point of indoctrination.
Several of the largest school districts all across the state of Texas will not be showing the presidential video today. It's not the video that's getting complaints, superintendents say. It's the study material.
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. If President Obama was being graded on the objectivity of his speech to students, he'd get...
Today. I think it's a great speech.
But after reading the speech and watching the furor surrounding it, this elementary school teacher says parents who've ordered their children not be allowed to see it get an F for poor civics.
He is the President of the United States, whether they like it or not.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says the claim that this speech is an attempt to indoctrinate American kids with liberal ideology is sad, an Animal House food fight, he said. Making sure the speech text was available in advance at whitehouse.gov, Gibbs added, if it makes one kid decide not to drop out, or helps one D student become a C student, then it's all worth it.
And there's more classroom controversy in Texas than the president's speech. As August Skomenka reports, the state's Board of Education is weighing some controversial textbook proposals.
The draft of standards suggests high schoolers be able to identify Newt Gingrich and the moral majority. Other possible additions include Rush Limbaugh and the NRA.
A little bit one-sided, to say the least.
Gail Fallon is president of the Houston Federation of Teachers.
What we really need to do is balance it. I'm not saying that a child should never study what Newt Gingrich said. I think he should. I also think they ought to be studying, you know, what Ted Kennedy said.
But so far, that end of the political spectrum has been left out of the proposed changes. August Skomenka, CBS News. Houston.
There are new calls for a recount amid widespread charges of vote fraud in the August 20th presidential election in Afghanistan. We're live with CBS News reporter Vicky Barker, who has details.
Afghanistan's mainly UN-appointed election watchdog now confirming there is clear and convincing evidence of fraud. They're still counting the votes, but President Mohammad Karzai remains the front runner with nearly 49%, just below the figure that would trigger a runoff election. CBS reporter Mandy Clark.
The Complaints Commission is looking into all the allegations of fraud, so there's a very real possibility that the number announced today could be overturned.
Recounts ordered anywhere that a 100% turnout's been reported or where any candidate got more than 95% of the vote. Nick?
Well, now for the first time, NATO commanders are acknowledging that civilians were killed last week when German officers ordered a U.S. airstrike on two fuel tankers hijacked by the Taliban. The top commander, U.S. General Stanley McChrystal, has named a team to investigate. He's a man with a criminal past, but Milwaukee authorities say nothing that would hint that he's allegedly murdered a string of women over more than 20 years. Police Chief Edward Flynn says there is a strong forensic connection to 49-year-old Walter Ellis.
This makes 9 homicides of women who were linked with the same DNA profile found at the crime scene.
Ellis has been charged in 2 of the deaths. It's 4 past the hour.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. An inconvenient trip as a warning light forces an Orlando to Denver Southwest Airlines jet to divert to Tampa. That light came on indicating a...
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet, who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually 3 big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th.
Showbiz. of Lakewood. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 88 degrees. It will be cloudy, though, with a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, we're at 59 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save with all-new super price reductions at King Soopers. You'll find them on products like selected sizes of King Soopers bread, fresh express garden salad, and lots more. Hurry in for more super price reductions store-wide and get more value for the way you live at King Soopers.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Oh, my.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night. His past football exploits. The celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
Back to school, back to work, back to the barricades for health care reform, and welcome back, everybody. It is a big Tuesday, Tuesday, September 8th, and this is the Bill Press Show. Welcome to the Bill Press Show, Tuesday edition, as we come to you live, coast to coast, from our little spot here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. We're located just down the street from the United States Capitol building. We'll be able to watch the hordes, you know, trampling back, rushing back into the House and to the Senate today, back from their long, long, long August break, and ready to get back to work on passing health care reform for the American people. At least we hope that that's what they come back all energized and inspired to do. Good to have you with us today. 866-55-PRESS is our toll-free number, 866-55-77-377. Invite your calls on any topic at any time, and also invite your attention to the website, BillPressShow.com. Yes, indeed, they caught up with me. Yes, I have been unmasked as one of the 50 top partygoers, the 50 wild partygoers of Washington, D.C. Now, there's good company, I got to tell you, because this is a party town, believe it or not. Politico has put together a list of the top 50 partygoers in Washington, and I wanted a little interview with them, which you can find on our website under videos on Bill Press at BillPressShow.com. We are all back with you, the entire team, Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning,
Phil,
and me, Bill Press. What do you say, guys?
Nice to see you.
Good Labor Day break?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
Fire up the grill?
Very enjoyable. I actually did not fire up a grill this weekend. Restaurants fired grills for me, but I ate out a lot.
That's a nice way to go,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And
No, I did not fire up the grill either.
Man, what's going on?
Sorry, man.
I didn't either. I was on a plane yesterday.
Yeah.
It would not have been a good idea to fire up the grill on the United Airlines coming across the country yesterday. But at any rate, you know, I saw something unusual yesterday at Dulles Airport.
Mm-hmm.
I was walking. I arrived at Dulles, walking out of the airport to go down to get the shuttle to pick up my car, and I saw a guy who's, I think, a cab driver or something, right down at the entrance to the airport, put a prayer rug down and took off his shoes and got down and was facing the right way and doing his prayers.
Are you serious?
In public, yeah. I've never seen that before.
I haven't either.
You know,
I'd like to think I'm a very accepting person. But that would strike me as odd in an airport.
Well, it was the time of day to do it. You got to pray.
Sure, I'm just saying.
That's the time. No, I just never seen it before, and I admired his.
It's striking. I admired
his devotion. I would not have the guts at a public airport to put down my prayer rug. Yeah.
Muslim? No. Absolutely not. No. I lost the contact. I'm on the ground looking for contact. That's all.
Probably people are so scary today. Maybe it's not a good idea to do it at an airport.
Yeah.
I don't know about any. All right. Hey, 10 minutes after the hour. Hey, you know, these town hall meetings, there's been a lot of, what should I say? Just a lot of trouble, right? You know, a lot of trouble making. I talked to some friends in California who had gone to a town hall meeting that Lynn Woolsey had in our district, up in Petaluma, California. And there, 1,000 people turned up, and it was about 50-50. For healthcare reform and for public plan option and against it. Apparently it was a really wild sight. But at least there, nobody got their finger bitten off, which did happen at one town hall where it turns out, I know, this is a guy who was an anti-Obama guy, slugged a pro-Obama guy, and when he slugged him, his finger ends up in the guy's mouth. And so the pro-Obama guy bites the little finger off of the anti-Obama guy, and a bystander grabs the finger and calls 911.
There's been an altercation on the corner of Lynn and Hillcrest.
Is anyone hurt?
A gentleman's finger has been bitten off.
Oh, that's
and
it.
I have the finger.
A gentleman.
Wrapped up in a napkin, and I'm trying to find out where the gentleman went to the hospital.
Yeah, so I can get the finger back to him. You know, enough town hall meetings. No more town hall meetings when they start,
you know,
biting fingers off.
I'm thinking about it. I'm looking at my finger here.
How could you biting a finger off?
You need a strong bite for that.
Isn't that a bone in there? I mean,
there's a bone in there.
Yeah.
You just bite right through it, or the joint, or however you do it.
Ow.
You take a swing at me, man. All bets are off. I'll bite a finger if I have to. I'll bite that finger right off.
It's just like unsanitary.
Well,
it is unsanitary.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
All right, so coming up a little bit later in the show, a group of doctors from Portland, Oregon, heading to Washington, D.C., and they're going to come across the country having rallies all the way across the country in support of the single-payer plan. These are doctors, again, supporting single-payer plan, and we're going to be talking to one of them a little bit later in the hour. And President Obama, pretty soon, heading off to Alexandria, Virginia, to give the big speech to America's school students back to school today. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines to mention at the water cooler as you head back to work today after the long weekend. Russell Crowe challenged a newspaper columnist to a bike ride after she mocked him in a column for his unhealthy ways. The Oscar-winning Australian actor was recently seen smoking and eating a fast food meal while riding a bike. The columnist met him at dawn Friday morning for a 12-mile bike ride through Sydney. She accepted his challenge, and she struggled to keep up. She apologized, said he was very gracious toward her, very in shape, and it was all in good fun. She takes back what she said.
So Russell Crowe showed her up, huh?
Mm-hmm. Success is the best revenge. That's what a source tells the National Enquirer of Paula Abdul's new mantra. The ex-American Idol judge reportedly has high ambitions for her upcoming Vegas show. The insider says Paula has her sights set on nothing less than a stage to small screen sensation. A friend says she believes she's got the draw of a Cher or Bette Midler, and she's determined to rub the noses of the Idol bosses in her success.
Good luck for her.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about trying to be more successful than American Idol. Good luck.
Happiness is difficult to quantify, but Forbes magazine is out with a list of cities that are sure to put a smile on your face. They're calling it the world's happiest cities.
Oh.
It's topped by Rio de Janeiro, famous for its carnival festival, among other things. Sydney, Australia, number two for its nice weather, friendly locals, and standout opera house. Rounding out the top five for friendliest cities in the world, Barcelona, Amsterdam, and Melbourne.
Wait a minute. No American cities?
No American cities in the top five.
San Francisco didn't even make the list?
Nope.
Get out of here.
Kind of like that, though.
What?
Friendliest city. It must be friendly.
Wow.
I wouldn't put Washington, D.C. on the list, but
no.
I'd put San Francisco on the list. And lately, I'd put New York City on the list. What about New Orleans? You were just down there.
Very friendly city.
All right. Yeah. All right. Should be on the list. Come on. All right, so here's an interesting email. It sort of wraps up what I wanted to start this hour with you and get your comments on. Email from Barbara Johnston. She's a teacher. She's a teacher in fourth grade teacher in Oxford, Michigan. She sent me this email. I am furious. Today I was directed not to show the president's speech to school children. We were allowed to see the inauguration, she points out. The reason given is that parents are concerned that their children will see something that has not been previewed by them. Sadly, I believe this is an excuse because parents rarely preview anything on our curriculum. It seems politically motivated to me. What harm is there for children to see a pep talk on the importance of a good education? Absolutely correct. I have to tell you, of all the ridiculously stupid criticisms of Barack Obama, and man, we've seen them, right? I mean, we've seen the birthers, and we've seen the people who call about death panels, but this takes the cake. The fact that these conservative parents around the country are raising hell because the president plans to give a speech today to school children at the start of the new school year. By the way, where were they when President George H.W. Bush gave a national address to school children at the beginning of the school year? Where were they when Ronald Reagan gave a national address to school children at the beginning of the school year? And by the way, where were Democrats at that time? You know what? Democrats were fine because he's the president of the United States, idiots. President Obama yesterday out in Cincinnati telling labor leaders, working men and women there at a big rally in Cincinnati, that he was going to be giving the speech today.
I'm going to have something to say tomorrow to our children, telling them to stay in school and work hard, because that's the right message to send.
Yeah, that is the right message to send, but there are many parents, and here's one of them down in Texas who said, no, don't want my kids to hear any of that socialist stuff.
Questions that they had on there about how can you help the president? Do you think we don't need to be helping the president? Our kids don't need to be helping the president in anything that he wants.
Yeah, aren't they still Americans? I mean, here's a Republican senator from out in Oklahoma, a guy named Steve Russell. Again, a state senator from Oklahoma says that, as far as I'm concerned, this is not civics education. It's creating a cult of personality. This is something you'd expect to see in North Korea or in Saddam Hussein's Iraq. The president of the United States speaking to America's school children, and this guy, this idiot, compares him to Saddam Hussein. And then there's the Republican state chair of Florida, a guy named Jim Greer, who said last week that, you know, schools should not allow their kids to listen to this socialist agenda of Barack Obama's. Then he sees the speech, and here's what he finally ends up saying, Jim Greer.
The speech tomorrow is a speech that any president should give, and my kids will be listening to it.
Yeah, big flip overnight, by the way.
I find myself in the position of not wanting my children to study hard and work hard, so I will not let them be indoctrinated by Barack Obama.
Well, if that's what you want, then you should not let them listen to the speech. Let me just read, because the president's speech was released yesterday by the White House. I also should add, every speech the president gives, I can tell you as one who covers the White House, is released ahead of time. They always say embargoed. You can't report on it until he actually gives the speech. But it's not unusual for them, that's my point, to release the speech a day ahead of time. And so I printed it out yesterday. Let me just read a couple of paragraphs from the speech. The president will tell school children today, but at the end of the day, we can have the most dedicated teachers, the most supportive parents, and the best schools in the world. And none of it will matter unless all of you fulfill your responsibilities, unless you show up to school, pay attention to teachers, listen to your parents, grandparents, and other adults, and put in the hard work it takes to succeed. The president to school children today. We need every single one of you to develop your talents, skills, and intellect so you can help solve
our most difficult problems. If you don't do that, if you quit on school, you're not just quitting on yourself, you're quitting on your country. The president, the school children today. At the end of the day, the circumstances of your life, what you look like, where you come from, how much money you have, what you've got going on at home, that's no excuse for neglecting your homework or having a bad attitude. That's no excuse for talking back to your teacher or cutting class or dropping out of school. That's no excuse for not trying. Oh, yeah. That's a really dangerous, dangerous message for America's school children, right? You know what I want? What I find so lacking? What I find really missing here is the leadership of the Republican Party. Why didn't any major, big-name Republican stand up and say, look, this is crazy. Of course the President of the United States should be welcomed to speak to school children at the beginning of the school year. Because one of the things that we all, as Americans, agree is, you know, no matter our political differences, we all love our country and we all respect the presidency of the United States, the president of the United States, no matter who it is. Why didn't one Republican, one lousy Republican, stand up and say that in defense of Barack Obama? I'm telling you, folks, this has gotten absolutely crazy. 866-55-PRESS. What do you think? Parents.
This is the Bill Press Show. You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Credit card debt. If you have it, it's probably something you keep to yourself, something you don't really want to talk about. That's why, if you're feeling overwhelmed by credit card debt, all you have to do right now is listen, because I'm going to tell you a little secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. How to settle your credit card debt for less than what you owe. All you have to do is call Consumer Debt Advocate for a free consultation that will help you eliminate your credit card debt for good and help you move on with your life. Call 1-800-903-7284. We'll help you consolidate your debt into one monthly payment and deal with the creditors directly so you don't have to worry. Imagine cutting your credit card debt by thousands. Let us help you today. Settle your debt for thousands less than you owe. Yes, you can change your life just by calling 1-800-903-7284 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-903-7284. 1-800-903-7284.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winnings.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won here. Yes, I will continue to win here.
I'm winning now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Folks, getting back to work after the holiday weekend, we do see the normal jam southbound 25, 104th Avenue to 84th again after Park Ave. But really, speed still pretty nice around town for you. Do have a situation, fire near 36 and Wadsworth. You really can't see it, but you will smell it, getting reports of that. Your forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid to upper 80s right now, 59 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you have low back pain on a regular basis? Do you take medication most days to treat your pain?
If chronic low back pain gets in the way of things you enjoy, you may want to consider volunteering for a clinical research study. This study is evaluating an investigational medication to see if it can reduce chronic low back pain. You may qualify if you're at least 18 and have chronic low back pain that you treat with medication. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today.
Call 1-877-505-8130. That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Hear AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on AM760.net.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going. At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected. California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process. That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com. My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals. Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
The only thing I can do now, Bill, is I'm going to go take my child out of school today and take him home so that he can listen to his president give him words of encouragement, because my son is kind of a little bit lazy when it comes to school. And so I'm thinking maybe, you know, maybe if he heard somebody besides his mom, you know. I'm so disappointed, though, and I'm trying to not be emotional about it. I'm overwhelmed.
I remember as a kid, I didn't care who it was, if it's always a man, right? He is president of the United States, and as a kid, I was taught to, you know, admire that man and respect that man and think of him as a role model, right? I could grow up and be president someday, you know? And these people today, they hate Obama so much, right, that they'll turn their kids against him and against our country, which is what I think they're doing. Diana, good for you. Jeff calling from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Hi, Jeff.
Bill. Hey, when I was a senior in high school, I went on a mandatory field trip to see Ronald Reagan speak at a rally. And guess what he talked about? Not stay in school, not, you know, take care of yourself. He spoke about free world trade and trickle-down economics. The same people that are complaining about Obama supposedly trying to indoctrinate people were the people to put on that rally.
Yeah. And you had to go there as a senior in high school.
We had a 4-page spread about it in our senior yearbook.
Hey, you probably even had to write a term paper on it or something, some report on it. No, look, it is just crazy. And again, this is a time when I think, you know, when people have to put country above party and they've got to stand up and say, hey, you may be Republicans, but you're wrong and you're dumb and you're stupid. And, you know, teach your kids to respect the President of the United States.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Listeners, here's a simple way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome.com. IncomeAtHome.com. That's IncomeAtHome.com.
Hey, Ted, there's some guy with a guitar standing behind your ATV.
I know. Hit it, Larry.
Open road, stretching forever. Me and my best friend gonna have some fun.
What was that?
Oh, that's my folk singer. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to get this guy to play songs for us all day.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speed's starting to decrease around town just a little bit. Our normal jams on 25 southbound side, 104th to 84th again from 38th past Spear. If you're in Aurora, southbound 225, gaining, you know, Colfax to Alameda. Again, there after Yosemite. And westbound 76 also getting full there in Commerce City, 74th Avenue down to 270. But we are accident-free. That's a good thing. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and this evening. Look for a high around 87 degrees. Right now, 60 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price good at participating Starbucks, plus tax if applicable.
Sneegrab, bargain spelled backwards. Going on now, only at Sports Authority. Save up to 70% on everything you need to ski and ride. From Burton, Vocal, K2, Columbia, Salomon, and Sims. Get Salomon 08 Threat Twin Tip Skis for just $249.99. A Ride 08 Impact Snowboard is only $229.99. Register to win a 2010 Subaru Outback from Go Subaru Arapo and Go Subaru West. Sneegrab, going on now, only at Sports Authority Sports Castle, Bowles, Parker, Boulder, and Fort Collins on College Street.
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center at 800-590-5390. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the U.S. Loan Assistance Center was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-590-5390. Again, that's 800-590-5390. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the U.S. Loan Assistance Center today at 800-590-5390. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need to call 800-590-5390. Not available in all states.
Join the Cheryl Shackelford Foundation September 12th for dinner, entertainment, and a silent auction to help raise awareness of ovarian cancer and to support ovarian cancer patients in Colorado. The community calendar page on am760.net has more info.
In our daily lives, we make many decisions. Life is made up of choices that may seem insignificant at the time, but add up and affect our lives in the biggest ways, like the health of your heart. Heart disease is the number one killer of women. Making the right choices can reduce your risk. Choose to see your doctor. Choose fresh, not fried. Choose to walk. Choose to live. Make the choice to beat heart disease at GoRedForWomen.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
This is the Bill Press Show.
On a Tuesday, September 8th. Happy Tuesday, 33 minutes after the hour, the Bill Press Show coming to you live, coast to coast, all the way here from our radio studio in Washington, D.C., all the way across the country to some great spots, including Portland, Oregon, home of KPOJ AM 620, the great progressive station in Portland, Oregon, home of Tom Hartman, and also home of the Mad as Hell Doctors, just about 4 hours from now at Pioneer Square in downtown Portland, Oregon. A group of doctors heading off across the country here, headed to Washington, D.C., to talk about and the importance of single-payer legislation as the solution to our health care crisis here in this country. Joining us, one of the good docs, Dr. Paul Huckfeldt, on the line from Portland, Oregon. Hey, doctor, good morning. Thanks for being here.
I'm actually from Corvallis, and in case I forget to say, go Beavers.
All right, got it. Corvallis in southern Oregon, right?
No, it's in the Willamette Valley. It's about 90 miles, 80 miles south of Portland.
Well, tell us what your plans are. You kick off today in Pioneer Square, and then why are you doing this, and where are you heading?
Well, let's just start with what we're mad about. What we're mad about is that our political process is being hijacked by the industry again to manipulate public policy for profits instead of public good. So that's what we're mad about, and we just happen to be doctors, and we just happen to know healthcare, so we can see so clearly how this is happening in the healthcare industry.
And, in fact, your tour is called the Mad to Sell Doctors Tour, and your website, which I've got up here on my screen, is madtoselldoctors.com, and we've got a link from our website, thebillpressshow.com, to madtoselldoctors.com. So you start today in Portland, you go to Seattle, and then you're going to be holding rallies across the country on your way to Washington, right?
We started this, actually, our first meeting was about 6 weeks ago. Hard to believe. Feels like we're on a little dinky surfboard, and the wave keeps getting bigger and bigger. But, yes, we have organized committees, essentially, in over 25 cities across the country, which you can see on the map on our website. And these committees are putting together venues and creating, we're going to be giving presentations and finding media attention. And we're going to across the country telling the truth about healthcare and the healthcare industry and healthcare reform. And what I'd like to think separates us from the rest of the noise is that we're physicians.
Yeah.
And there are six of us, there are people coming and going, but the six of us that are doing the core group have got 191 years of experience in the healthcare system, and we're going to be telling the truth, and the truth is that our healthcare system is far more fractured and broken and maybe even corrupt than people can even imagine, and that we're approaching this as fiscal conservatives. We can't spend more money on healthcare. We're spending twice as much as the rest of the world. Our results aren't very good. Physicians hate it. Patients hate it. People are suffering because they're getting too much care. People are suffering because they aren't getting the care that they need when they need it. And we're all paying for everybody anyway.
But why do you think single payer is the answer?
If you look at our healthcare system or non-system as a $2.5 trillion factory, and you look inside the factory as an engineer would, an industrial engineer would,
mm-hmm.
you would find is there's lots of places in this factory that were pouring resources that don't add anything to the quality of the product, and all they do is increase the cost of the product. And that's the private insurance industry that adds 20% to total cost, adds 30% to total cost. We can probably save 20% of it by getting rid of them. But essentially, there's 20% of the resources in this factory that are doing nothing but servicing the insurance industry that does nothing to contribute to health. And we've got to keep coming back to that point. They don't do anything to contribute to health. All they do is complicate the lives of providers who are trying to take care of patients.
We're talking with Dr. Paul Hochfeldt. He is a member of the Mad as Hell Doctors Tour, an emergency room physician himself at Good Samaritan Hospital in Corvallis, Oregon. So, doctor, let me ask you this. What do you say to the people? You're not that far from Canada. You know, we hear all these stories that, oh, my God, you know, the last thing we need is a Canadian-type healthcare system here because that just means long lines and rationing and, God knows, maybe even death panels.
85% of the people in Canada are really happy with what they have. And there isn't anybody in any developed, well, I can't say that, but people in the developed countries around the world wouldn't trade what they've got for we've got in a million years. They're laughing at us. They can't believe the nasty things they're saying about their healthcare systems. They all go to bed at night not worrying about healthcare bills. They all go to bed at night not worrying about how they're going to pay for little Johnny's broken arm. And we've got people in this country that aren't seeing the doctor because they can't. They're not getting the routine care that they need because they can't afford it. And then when they get very, very sick because they haven't gotten the routine care that they need, they show up in our emergency rooms. We take care of them anyway. We put them in the ICU if we have to because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all end up paying for it anyway. 60% of all of the dollars spent on health care in this country is already funneled through the government. It's taxpayer dollars. We're all paying for everybody anyway. And what the legislators in Washington don't understand is I think they have a fiscal fiduciary responsibility to give us the most health we can get for our health care dollars. And what's going on in Washington, this H.R. 3200, you know, I'm as much against it as the people on the right because it's just not going to fix it. I mean, if you look at it in the big picture, what they're saying is the way we're going to fix health care in this country is we're going to mandate that everybody in the country that doesn't have health insurance by a commercial product, health insurance. And if you can't afford it, no worry, we'll make you spend slightly more than you can afford, and the taxpayer will make up the difference. And we'll call that health care reform. Now, that will cover more people, but it will cover more people by throwing more money at the problem, more taxpayer money at the problem. And the problem right now is that our health care costs are killing us. They're killing our economy. They're killing our state governments. They're killing our federal government. We just can't afford to throw more money at this. And the low-hanging fruit for savings is to bypass the middleman that doesn't add anything to the quality of the product.
Well, two questions. And by the way, I'm with you on this, but I just want all of our listeners to understand. So first of all, your position on the health care reform legislation now in front of the Democratic, in front of the Congress, right? Would you be against it even if it comes out with a strong public plan option?
If it had a very strong public plan option that really could compete on a level playing field, I would be for it. Unfortunately, the plan as written, the public option isn't available until the year 2013. When it is available, you can't move to it if you get insurance through your employer. Well, it turns out that people that are employed are among the healthiest people in the country. So if this large number of people who get insurance through their employer don't have access to the public plan option, then the public plan option is going to be subject to what we call adverse selection. And avoiding adverse selection is the way insurance companies make money. Adverse selection is the death knell for an insurance company. Because you have increased costs, costs are greater, because patients are sicker and they're more expensive.
Yeah, you have too many sick people. Right.
So if the public plan option is by design, and I guarantee you it'll be designed to have adverse selection because the insurance companies are crafting the bill through their lobbying efforts, then 3 years later, 4 years later, whenever, that public plan will start to struggle because of the adverse selection.
And do you think
and when it struggles, the insurance industry is going to point at it and say, the government can't do health care.
Well, I was just going to ask that question. Do you think that the government can run a health care system? Can we trust the government to run a health care system, which is what single payer would be?
If you could keep Congress from meddling with it, if you could actually make it an independent, quasi-governmental institution that's responsible for its budget, and Congress can't tell it how to spend its budget. Yes, the VA hospitals in this country during the Clinton administration were told no more. They were the laughingstock. They were terrible. People hated it. And the VA was told, you need to live within your budget. This is how much you're going to get. You're going to need to do the best you can with it. And the VA hospital has cleaned up their house unbelievably. They get better results better measurable results when you look at the markers of controlling chronic disease. They've got better patient satisfaction. They get the best drug prices in the country. They've got an electronic medical record that works, that the physicians love. The VA hospital has got their act together. The post office, we got the cheapest postal rates in the world. When was the last time you had a letter that was lost? I mean, it's unbelievable what our government actually does when Congress sets it up so that they need to act like a business.
Well, Doctor, you've got a long ride ahead of you. I'll tell you what, I'd love to keep in touch with you as you guys travel across the country and welcome you to our studio when you get here to Washington, D.C. Again, it's called the Mad as Hell Doctor's Tour. We have a lot of single-payer advocates here among our listeners across the country, so you can follow their progress at madashelldoctors.com. We wish you well. We wish you success, Dr. Paul Hochfeld, and we look forward to seeing you here in Washington, D.C.
I would love to talk to you at any time, and in case I forgot to say it, go Beavers.
You said it, and go Doctors. All right. Thanks, Doctor. Go get them.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is your credit score holding you back? Are you paying more for everything just because you don't have perfect credit? Well, it's not your fault. Credit card companies are doing everything they can to keep you in debt and never let you escape. But I've got a system that can fix your credit score once and for all. And I'm going to send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system today.
My credit score is now 758. My wife and I are shouting for joy right now.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't just fix your credit score, it will permanently rebuild your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have.
Our credit score was in the low 600s and now we're at 780.
You can wipe the slate clean once and for all. Call right now and I'll rush you my free tape. For your free tape, call 1-800-514-5532. That's 1-800-514-5532. 1-800-514-5532.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Speed's really starting to dip as you're getting into downtown on southbound 25 there from 70 past Spear. Speed's in the 30s now. Also getting heavy in a couple different spots on 225 northbound, Isle of Mississippi, southbound from Colfax to Alameda. Also working some patchy fog on I-70 near Lyman. Forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Highs are going to be in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you want the country's best prices on kitchen cabinets? Well, come see our below wholesale prices on cabinetry and more. Hi, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Compare prices anywhere else, and I assure you, you'll come to us for your purchase. Buy and Build also has below wholesale pricing on hardwood flooring, tile, vessel sinks, granite countertops, toilets, faucets, and much more. Visit our showroom at 4800 Washington Street in Denver or call us at 303-295-6022. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Bills.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone or BlackBerry. Details on am760.net.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Bush's Baked Beans and Totino's Pizza Rolls cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line. Created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx. The only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME. To get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEVEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
What's going on? Maureen calling from Chicago. Hey, Maureen, welcome.
Hi, good morning. I'm just calling to say I'm very overwhelmed and angry that it's not being shown in my area, which is where Barack Obama comes from. I mean, this is
What? I mean, I expected this in Texas or Florida, but Chicago?
Exactly. And then my next point is there is a Republican who came out and said she supports Barack Obama's speech today, and that is Laura Bush.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura Bush.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, she did say that, and I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier. And good for her, right? I mean,
she also said the partisanship must stop. So I really applaud her for that today. She's been involved in our schools when she was the first lady. She knows that a presidential pep talk of this nature is a very positive thing. So thank you, Laura Bush. I can't believe I'm actually saying that.
I can't believe that this speech is not being shown in the Chicago area. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, come on. Here's a thanks, Maureen, for the call. Deadly Ernest, our good buddy from Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Ernest. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm doing good. Thank you. A little upset this morning about all of this stuff, but, you know.
Hey, I may be wrong, but I thought that conservatives believed that their kids were intelligent enough to think for themselves.
I guess not, right?
I guess their kids are actually more likely to be brainwashed than the lefty liberal kids.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I mean, I saw a woman last night on television who was saying, a parent, right? She said, listen, I'm against abortion and I'm against gay marriage and I don't want my children hearing the president talk about that, as if he was planning this morning, right? You know, to go out and say, now I want all you kids to grow up gay and get married.
And of course, you know, they don't see the intellectual disconnect. These Republican types were always sitting there saying that liberals are encouraging women to have all kind of kids to go on welfare, and then they say that they encourage them to have abortions. Which is it?
No. Well, no. It does. If you try to make any sense of what they're saying, Ernest and friends, you'll fail, because it doesn't make any sense at all. What gets me, and we talked about this at the top of the hour, what gets me is that I really think that what they're doing, they hate Obama so much that no matter what he does, they will oppose purely on political grounds, purely because he's for it. So, okay, oppose his health care policy if you don't like it, right? But don't call him un-American. Don't accuse him, like Glenn Beck does, of wanting to turn this country into a communist or a socialist dictatorship. Okay, you don't like what President Obama wants to do about, I don't know, about jobs or about the economy or about the stimulus. Okay, but that doesn't mean you teach your children to hate the president of the United States, or you teach your children that the president is some kind of dangerous man who is trying to, you know, undo this great country of ours. I don't know. I just think that for parents to start out that way, to parents to have their kids start out that way, is dangerous for this country, very unhealthy, and basically anti-American. And I'll be back with today's parting shot about another thing that upsets me over the weekend, is Van Jones, a green jobs advisor for the White House, being forced out by Glenn Beck.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
AM760.net.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this.
Go to freedom47.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom47.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom47.com. Freedom47.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Landmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury products in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 for statistics.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6150 today. That's 1-800-426-6150. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6150 now.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Tuesday, September 8th, back to work, back to school day, my parting shot. And you thought Rush Limbaugh was dangerous? Well, he was never able to force the resignation of a White House aide for that. You can blame Glenn Beck. Yes, when I first heard Beck's personal attacks against President Obama's green jobs advisor, Van Jones, I thought he was nuts, and I still do. Seriously, what's so anti-American about pushing for green jobs, especially among young, unemployed minorities? Yet for his work, and for his work in that department, Time magazine named Jones one of the 100 most influential people in America. But along the way, Jones did make a couple of mistakes. He signed a petition asking for an investigation into the theory that George Bush and Dick Cheney had personally planned the September 11 attacks, and he referred to Republican opponents of Obama's health care reform legislation as a-holes. Big deal. Yet in just 2 weeks, through a relentless Joe McCarthy smear campaign, Glenn Beck was able to force Van Jones out of the White House. Welcome to the Beckification of American politics. You know, I don't know what makes me more angry about this, the fact that Beck was so successful at getting rid of Van Jones, or the fact that the Obama White House was so willing to throw Jones overboard so fast. Either way, I think it's a sad and scary day for America, and we haven't seen the end of it yet. What I want to know is, who's the next top White House aide to lose his or her job because of Glenn Beck and Fox News? That's my parting shot for today, folks. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by the head of the National Education Association with a review of President Obama's speech to students today, and also, pardon me, Chicago Tribune columnist Clarence Page. So, have a great Tuesday. We'll look for you right here on the radio again tomorrow.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
If you're looking for a new or used Corvettes or want to get the best parts and service and repairs for the Corvette you already own, you can trust Purefoy Chevrolet. Find us at DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com or PurefoyChevrolet.com. Any way you spell it, it's Purefoy Chevrolet.
What are you doing in the next 15 minutes? You could be saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. All it takes is a quick visit to Geico.com or a quick call. 1-800-947-AUTO.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. Bush says President Obama deserves to be heard.
I think it's also really important for everyone to respect the President of the United States.
Former First Lady Laura Bush on CNN, but around the country some parents, afraid their children could be indoctrinated, won't let them watch the President's address to schools a few hours from now.
My parents are excusing me from class, and I'll probably leave campus so I don't have to be here.
Other parents wonder what the fuss is all about.
I don't see any harm in the message. All he's saying is stay in school, study hard.
CBS News correspondent Dan Revie.
The prepared text is on the White House website, in part so schools and parents can decide if they want their kids to see this speech. It's mainly a pep talk for students to work hard and take education seriously. There's no mention of the controversy, which Mr. Obama's chief spokesman calls an Animal House food fight, reflecting a sad state of affairs.
Neighbors in a Milwaukee neighborhood are shaking their heads in disbelief. They can't understand how a man they knew is suspected of murdering 8 women and a 16-year-old girl in a serial killing spree that began in 1986.
A nice person all around comes to find out that it's an alter ego, I guess.
I never knew that I could stay that close to somebody that's a predator.
Police say DNA found on the victims pointed towards suspect Walter Ellis. The path of least resistance is becoming the path of choice for terrorists. Live to see the CBS's Vicki Barker, House Ovi.
With security ever tighter at military, government, and air facilities, terrorists are increasingly targeting hotels, especially hotels with Western guests. The private intelligence agency Stratfor says the number of attacks on hotels has more than doubled since 9/11, injuries and deaths up 600%. And as often as not, the grievance is local, not global, as Al-Qaeda shifts from centralized control to essentially being a franchiser of terror. Frank?
Overseas, an Afghan commission says President Karzai has won 54% of vote in last month's disputed presidential election. But CBS's Randall Joyce in Kabul tells us the result may not stand.
In a very unusual move, a second body, which contains members from the international community, the Electoral Complaints Commission, has already said that they're going to demand a recount and a new audit of polling stations across the country.
That commission says it found convincing evidence that ballot boxes were stuffed. Well, this is just in. Military officials say roadside bombs have killed 4 American soldiers in northern Iraq and Baghdad. Organizers have released the names of some of the stars who will perform at a Michael Jackson tribute concert in Vienna later this month. The list includes Natalie Cole, Mary Kay Blige, Sister Sledge, and Chris Brown. Jermaine Jackson expects an audience of 65,000 on the grounds of a castle in the Austrian capital.
This is just part of continuing on to keep his legacy alive in a dignified way.
Jermaine Jackson on the CBS News Early Show. S&P futures are up 10 points. This is CBS News.
At Vanguard, our investment philosophy is based on simple truths. For example, investment costs count. Because while you can't control whether your investments will go up or down, you can control one thing, costs. It's your money. Hold on to it. To learn more about our low costs, visit Vanguard.com or call 1-800-VANGUARD. And remember, all investments involve some risk. Vanguard, the simple truth about investing.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your antenna.
Calling all cars, hello!
Yes, yes, I'm here, antenna. What is it?
Head to the Ford dealer for new tires, over.
Well, this is my wife's car. It's not a Ford.
Oh, we are not on the same wavelength. Your Ford dealer has a low price guarantee on tires. They'll beat any competitor's advertised price no matter what you drive.
Oh, I had no idea.
Well, now you do.
The low price tire guarantee at participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealers. For details, call 1-877-310-3673 through 103109. Competitors as required.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. A fire burning off Highway 36 this morning. Wendy Forbes with West Metro Fire says it started outside the EcoCycle facility about 4 this morning.
They're basically allowing the fire to burn itself down a bit before they go in and finally put out
the fire. So it is visible from Highway 36 as well as Wadsworth.
The fire is burning brush and tree limbs that are stacked high around the building. President Obama today will encourage the nation's school children to stay in school, saying kids owe it not only to themselves, but to their country. Nine News spoke with some local kids to get their thoughts on the president's speech.
I'm sure he has something important to say, and I will be attentive to hearing about what he has to say. I think it's going to be interesting.
That's Brendan Armsey, a 17-year-old senior at Chaparral High School. CU's getting ready to break ground on a new biotechnology and biomed research facility in Boulder. It will house more than 500 researchers working on a variety of health issues. And forget about getting a driver's license, a copy of an accident report, or a tour of the state capitol today, as more than 15,000 state workers are taking their first of four unpaid days off because of budget cuts. Sports. Rockies take the opener against Cincinnati. They beat the Reds 4-3. Shortstop Troy Tulowitzki strains his lower back in that game. He's listed as day-to-day. Rockies and Reds again tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where an earlier stall, southbound I-25, just past 38, did hang things up as you were trying to get downtown. They've just pulled it out of there with a flatbed, but those delays remain starting right around 58. Southbounders on 25 coming out of Thornton and North Glen, starting to feel it after 120th towards 84th. Eastbound 6th Avenue loading up Sheridan to I-25. Same deal for southbound 225. This is right around Colfax, taking you up to Alameda. Speeds are there going to be in the 40s and 50s. We are seeing some patchy fog along I-70 near Lyman. That's outside of the metro. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a partly cloudy day with a high of about 88, 89 degrees. Currently, it is already 62. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390. I know.
.707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. After a nice long weekend, although I did a lot of work this weekend. Worked on the book. Yesterday was involved in a media firestorm. Was on CNN in the morning and then was on CNN at night. I'm sure you've heard about this this controversy about Van Jones. Van Jones, the Green Jobs Czar, a great progressive movement leader, really, for years and years. He had to resign. He was forced to resign by the White House. And I had written a piece on the Huffington Post and on my blog at openleft.com basically saying that the White House, in its double standards about who it retains and who it fires, has told us a lot about what it values and what it does not value. Tim Geithner is an example. The Treasury Secretary, the White House stuck by Geithner after he was exposed that he was cheating on his taxes or was late on his taxes and has been accepting gifts from the banking industry. He's kept around. Van Jones, it comes out that that he had made some strident statements against Republicans and had haphazardly signed one of these so-called 9/11 truth petitions, which he, by the way, later apologized for, said it was a mistake. He gets fired. And what I think it really shows is that this White House is really not willing to stand by movement progressives. And I was on CNN talking about that. And I was also talking about how the campaign against Van Jones by people like Glenn Beck, I thought, was in part racially motivated. That it's not a coincidence that the one mid-level staffer that Glenn Beck decides to go after happens to be an African-American progressive movement activist. That is a profile that, unfortunately, according to the right wing of this country, you are not allowed to be in this country. A black progressive movement activist. It's, you know, they tried to tar and feather Obama for being an African-American community organizer. It's the same kind of thing. Now, of course, Glenn Beck's next target is a guy named Mark Lloyd, a mid-level staffer at the Federal Communications Commission. Guess what? Mark Lloyd, guess what? He's black. That all of the mid-level staffers that Glenn Beck and his right-wing lynch mob are going after happen to be African-American. And while Van Jones certainly made some mistakes, my point was is that he was originally targeted. Before that 9/11 stuff ever came out, he was originally targeted because he fit the profile that fits into the right-wing backlash narrative. The backlash narrative of the Obama administration as a stealth, black nationalist, foreign, Muslim administration trying to impart its socialist indoctrination system on the rest of America. And there is a racial component to that. Also, what had me have trouble sleeping last night at the end of my weekend, I found out that I am the, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I am the subject of the Wall Street Journal's lead editorial. Do you understand how ridiculous that is? To be the subject and target of the Wall Street Journal, the largest, most powerful conservative voice in the United States, to be the subject of its lead editorial. And what's even more crazy is that the Wall Street Journal's editorial is absolutely correct in the point that it makes. We're going to get to a discussion of that in the 8 a.m. hour. But first, let's do a national news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
National news, we got a lot of stuff going on health care. Max Baucus, the senator from Montana, the Democrat who's been holding up most of health care reform, the guy who was the centerpiece of Matt Rolling Stone piece, we talked to Matt Taibbi on Friday, he has moved forward, finally, is passing around a draft of his bill that he has been working on with the so-called Gang of Six, the three Republicans and three Democrats on the Senate Finance Committee. And in his draft, there is no public option. President Obama yesterday said that he supports the public option in a Labor Day speech to unions, but also made clear that he's willing to negotiate it away. And now with the Baucus out there, it seems like the momentum may be moving away from the public option. Also, bad news on that score. Roll Call this morning reports the headline, Key Liberals Willing to Bargain. Some progressives avoiding line in the sand stance. Amid fresh signs that the White House is preparing to back a scaled-down health care overhaul that would only include a public option as a fallback plan. That's the trigger thing we were talking about last week. Several House progressives told Roll Call that they could support such a bill depending on how it was structured. Now, you see what I was talking about, what I've been talking about for weeks. If we don't get as many progressive Democratic members of Congress taking a pledge that they will vote against a health care bill without a robust public option, then we will get no public option at all. This is why when I talked to Congresswoman Diana DeGette last week, when I talked to Ed Perlmutter a couple weeks ago, when I talked to Jared Polis here on the air, I have tried to get them to commit or at least spell out what they will commit to on the public option. And now we've got a situation where, because of the president and the Senate, Democrats, by the way, Democrats in the Senate and obviously a Democrat in the White House, momentum is moving away from the public option. These weeks, this next week or two, is going to be absolutely crucial. So now's the time to call your members of Congress. In other news, Washington Post reports that from 2003 to 2006, the Bush administration quietly tried to relax the draft language of a treaty meant to bar and punish, quote, enforced disappearances, so that those overseeing the CIA's secret prison system would not be criminally prosecuted under its provisions, according to former officials and hundreds of pages of documents recently declassified by the State Department. The aim of the global treaty, long supported by the United States, was to end official kidnappings, detentions, and killings, like those that plagued Latin America in the 70s and 80s, and that allegedly still occur in Russia, China, Iran, Colombia, Sri Lanka, and elsewhere. But the documents suggest initial American support for the negotiations collided head-on with the then undisclosed goal of seizing suspected terrorists anywhere in the world for questioning by CIA interrogators or indefinite detention by the U.S. military at foreign sites. So basically what you have here is the Bush administration trying to weaken the treaties that prevent what's commonly known as disappearances, right? You hear about that in developing world countries, and now it's coming out that the Bush administration, after decades of American leadership in support of these treaties, was trying to weaken these treaties. I can't say I'm surprised. In other federal legal news, David Ayers, the top aide to former Attorney General John Ashcroft, is threatening to take the Fifth Amendment to avoid testifying in a case against a Republican lobbyist caught up in the Jack Abramoff scandal. Ayers served as Ashcroft's chief of staff at the Justice Department and is currently the CEO of the Ashcroft Group, Ashcroft's lobbying and consulting firm. The company has earned millions of dollars in fees from the Department of Justice thanks to a controversial contract awarded to the former attorney general to oversee a legal settlement with an Indiana medical devices company. Self-dealing much? The former attorney general getting a Department of Justice lobbying and consulting contract? Can't say I'm shocked in this era of corruption. Back to health care. Congressman Anthony Weiner of New York is not only lashing out at those who are trying to stop the public option from passing, he will have a bill on the floor of the House in the next few weeks that will ask members of Congress to vote on a single-payer system. It's a symbolic measure at this point, but it will at least give us a vote count on how many votes there are for a single-payer system. Economic news, New York Times reports that even as the economy may be technically starting to recover, banks across the country are confronting a worsening outlook for their construction loans, an area that boomed for much of the decade. Reports filed by banks with the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation indicate that at the end of June, about one-sixth of all construction trouble, with more than $500 billion in such loans outstanding, that represents a source of major and still to be really unreported losses from the banks. Final story in the national news update. The New York Times over the weekend reports that the federal government is being forced by very technical legal provisions to pay the legal bills of the executives at Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in federal prosecution of those executives. In other words, these executives potentially ripped off taxpayers for millions and millions of dollars. And because of the provisions in the laws that many of those executives had a say in originally, the federal being forced to pay the legal expenses to defend them from federal prosecution. It's just another example of how the people who caused the crisis, the economic crisis, are not being held to account at all. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
Okay, after the break, we're going to be talking to Carol Hedges of the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute. There's a big rally today at the state capitol. State workers are about to be furloughed today. Massive budget cuts going into effect. The Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute and several other progressive groups are holding a rally to voice opposition to the state budget cuts and to reform budget reform proposals, in support of budget reform proposals to try to get us out of this fiscal mess. So that's at 7:20. At 7:40, we're going to be talking to Tim Wise, fantastic author and writer about race issues in America. We're going to talk about the firing of Van Jones and the ongoing racial attacks against President Obama and the Democrats from the right-wing media. At 9, we're going to talk to Media Matters. Get an update on again at 9:30. We're going to have Fort Collins, Colorado editor Bob Moore on his new series of pieces in that newspaper about where exactly the Colorado delegation in Congress is on major health care issues. So we've got a packed show today. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, we already see the stop and go on 25 coming southbound. These stretches are pretty big, 104th to 84th. Again, from 58th past Spear Boulevard. Also busy coming in Aurora, southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda, again from Yosemite to I-25. One crash out there, 64th and Sims. Also, you heard in news, we have that fire out there by 36th and Wadsworth. So you will see and smell that going on. Also, this just poked up here. Auto versus pet accident at Colorado and Arkansas. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. Look for high around 87 degrees, currently 60 in downtown Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Scrabble at Subway is back with millions of chances to win and so many prizes. Cash, trips, hybrid cars, VIP experiences to this summer's hottest concerts, and so much more.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Orville Redenbacher popcorn and Gatorade cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear. Don't tell them I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. So rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an intelligent assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. It's going into the 80s today. And the story in the Denver Post, big story in the Denver Post, is that Colorado is furloughing state workers today. Many state government offices will be closed today because of unpaid furlough days for state workers. The furloughs, the first of four over the next 4 months, are part of an effort, says the Denver Post, to keep the state budget balanced during the economic recession. Governor Ritter announcing major budget cuts in the last few weeks, and those are set to go into effect, start going into effect over the next few days and weeks. And on the line with us is Carol Hedges of the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute. They're having a rally along with 40 other organizations at the state capitol at noon today to protest these budget cuts and call for, in general, something that they've been calling for a long time, which is a more systemic reform of our budget process here in Colorado. Carol, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Oh, thanks. It was just a pleasure to be here with you.
So what do you say to the other side that says, look, the Governor Ritter had to enact these cuts, and he tried to do them, as he said, surgically. We're facing a major budget crisis. Why protest what he's doing if the deficit situation basically mandates, requires him to deal with this shortfall?
Well, I think the first thing that everybody needs to understand is this is not a protest against any particular action. It is an attempt to draw people's attention to the idea that the state provides services that really are important to the way families and businesses operate in the state of Colorado. And for the last 15 years, the only tool Colorado has used to deal with our ongoing fiscal crisis is budget cuts. And there are other tools available that can lessen the burden of those cuts on families and on businesses, and that's what we're trying to point out today.
Well, like what kinds of things can be done?
Well, there are a whole series of tax loopholes that affect particularly corporate income tax that could be closed, that could be temporarily suspended even during the bad economic times, that would bring in substantially more dollars to the state, and importantly, share the responsibility of the pain during these economic conditions or economic crisis with not only families but also corporations and businesses.
Can that be done legislatively, or does that require going to the ballot?
Well, there are some things that that we think ought to be done, as you mentioned, in the longer term, the more systemic reform that would require a vote of the people. But there are also a whole series of things that can be done by the legislature, tax exemptions that could be closed, definitions of how we determine what income is for the purposes of business taxation that could be changed without having to go to the vote of the people. And those are the kinds of immediate concerns that we think should be addressed right now so that we can do things like keep the long-term care facilities at Fort Logan and in Grand Junction open, and that we won't have to reduce reimbursements for home health care so that we're making our most vulnerable elderly and disabled in a position where they may end up in nursing homes. I just think that these are kinds of things the legislature does have the authority to do, and it's things that they should really seriously consider doing.
We're talking to Carol Hedges at the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute. There's going to be a rally today at noon at the state capitol, more than 40 organizations coming out and organizing for that rally against the budget cuts and the way that we're actually budgeting here in Colorado that continues to cause serious problems. Governor Ritter announcing big budget cuts over the last couple of weeks. They're going to start hitting very, very soon if they haven't hit already. Colorado state workers, today is a furlough day, so many state offices and state services will be closed. And Carol, we're having a bigger debate in this country right now about the role of government, probably brought on by the healthcare debate and by a right-wing movement that has sought to make almost every debate, whether it's the stimulus debate or whether it's healthcare, whether it's cap and trade, a debate fundamentally about the role and the size of government. Where do you think we are in that debate here in this state? I mean, do we have to go through a budget crisis? Do people have to feel the real pain of a budget crisis to start realizing that we have to do a better job of prioritizing and strengthening the functions and services that government does and that people expect government to do?
You know, David, I think we in Colorado, we're a little bit like the frog that's in the pot of water that gets slowly, the heat gets slowly turned up. We've been reducing the relative size of the relative size of the public sector to the economy. In other words, our government, our public spending has been getting a smaller and smaller percentage of our economy really since the early 1990s. And what you see now, a lot of times in Colorado, is frustration because our roads are bumpy and unsafe. Our bridges are crumbling. Our class sizes are going up. Tuition in the state is going up. We've got so many kids that should be in protective custody that aren't, or are in protective custody and aren't getting the kinds of services that they need. And that's because we haven't invested sufficiently in the public sector. Those frustrations get exploited as being anti-government. When I think, and one of the things we're trying to do at this rally today, is focus people's attention on the idea that you get what you pay for. In Colorado, we rank 49th in taxation among all states for state taxes. That means we get that level of services for our communities, our families, and our economy, quite frankly. And what we're trying to do today is point out there is a connection between what we invest and what we get as a return. And it's frustrating to have that lack of investment that's really been the product of the anti-government sentiment then get exploited as a reason why we shouldn't invest more in government. We think it's just the opposite.
Yeah, and we had Michael Brown, the former head of FEMA, on our show, and Tom Frank was on the line with us as well, and we had this discussion about how when you elect conservatives, their incentive is to make government not work, because then that quote unquote proves their point that government supposedly can't work or doesn't work. There's a really sick incentive system there. And we're talking to Carol Hedges of the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute. The big rally is today at the Capitol here in Denver, protesting major budget cuts, calling for a bigger reform of how we deal with our budget in the face of massive deficit here in Colorado. And so I just got to ask, as the last question, if there are other ways that the legislature can deal with this budget crisis, closing corporate tax loopholes, for instance, as just one example, why isn't the legislature doing that? Why are we instead moving forward in the way we're moving forward right now, which seems to be, and I know Governor Ritter has tried to make these cuts surgical, but with budget cuts that are pretty devastating, why won't the legislature, why hasn't the legislature picked this up?
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons. One is habit. I mean, over time, you know, and a drumbeat of cut, 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 that's sort of the first instinct that everybody has. There's always that idea that there's got to be a little bit something else we can do that's not going to cause significant pain. So I think a little bit of it is habit. I think a second component is, up until the last legislative session, there was some ambiguousness about what the legislature could do. But I think there was a court opinion issued in March of last year that made it clearer that the legislature does have probably more responsibility and more authority to do some of these budget things than they had thought in the past. So I think that it's a combination of sort of getting used to cuts and not having those tools available to them in the same way that they thought that, that they now realize they do, that's kept the legislature from making some of these decisions in the past. Actually, at the end of the last legislative session, when this first round of most recent budget cuts were coming to the forefront, the legislature did step up and make some very courageous decisions on the revenue side. So we think that we're hoping that that's the habit, that they'll take the habit of looking at all options, not just cuts when they're considering fiscal problems.
Again, the rally is today at the state capitol at 12 noon to protest the budget cuts that are coming. Today is a furlough day. It shows you exactly what we're talking about. There's a furlough day today, so many state services and state offices will be closed today. Carol Hedges of the Colorado Fiscal Policy Institute, thanks so much for keeping us informed, and please keep us updated on all of this.
Thank you, David. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Again, that was Carol Hedges of the Fiscal Policy Institute. Today at noon at the state capitol is the rally. Get out there if you can. After the break, we're going to talk to Tim Wise. He is the author and writer about race issues. His latest book, Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama. He has a new article out about the firing of green jobs advocate Van Jones, who made headlines this weekend after he was fired. Was the original targeting of Van Jones by people like Glenn Beck motivated in part from race? Was Van Jones originally targeted in part because of his race? That's what we're going to ask Tim Wise after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, still no accidents on the highways around town, but we're starting to see them really pop up on the surface streets. I'll go ahead and go through the list here. Starting on the north end, 64th and Sims. Also got one at 38th and Pierce. Colfax and Perry, also one at 6th and Holly. That one is a brand new one. And still working this auto pedestrian accident at Colorado and Arkansas. Now, back to the highways, we do have some stop and go in the normal spot, southbound 25, up in North Glen and Thornton. Again, closer to downtown near 58th Avenue. Also got some really slow speed southbound 225, Parker Road to 25. And this just called in as well, eastbound C-470, super sluggish there, leaving Littleton at Wadsworth all the way down to Platte Canyon. Forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and evening, highs in the mid to upper 80s, right now 60 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today. Price go to participating Starbucks. Plus tax if applicable.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Face the nation.
Stay informed with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular pavestone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
When you opened your business, there were a lot of people with you, standing by your side as you followed your dream. But now that you're established, who's with you?
At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need help. With our business financial review, we'll evaluate your business's needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com for you.
Nate, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
My customer spotted a small windshield chip, but ignored it. Then yesterday he went over a big bump. The vibration hit the chip and crack. When the chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. And Elite Safelite Repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, it's free.
Let Elite Safelite handle the insurance claim for you. Just call 303-287-5000.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, I'm David Sirota. My email box is overflowing with racist email today, racist white power email. I was on CNN yesterday morning talking about the firing of Van Jones, the White House green jobs advocate, and I made the point on CNN that Van Jones, who is an African-American progressive movement activist before he came into the White House, I made the point that I believe he was originally targeted by Glenn Beck. Remember, Glenn Beck has been using his Fox News show to go after Van Jones for weeks. And I made the point that I believe that Van Jones was originally targeted, was picked out of a large White House staff, in part because of his race. That the frame of the right is to try to find any kind of narrative to portray the Obama administration as an evil, scary black nationalist, a secret evil, scary black nationalist scheme to take over the country. And, of course, this clip, when I said that Glenn Beck was a political terrorist leading a right-wing lynch mob, this clip was posted all over the internet on especially on some white power, white nationalist sites. And I'm sure that that's the kind of thing, and I've gotten a lot of email from this that's been quite disturbing, actually, a lot of really racist email criticizing me for saying this. And I'm sure that's something that our next guest, Tim Wise, the author and scholar and writer about race issues, has dealt with over his career. He's the author of his latest book, Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama, and I've asked him to come back on this show. He's been on this show before to discuss the Van Jones issue. Tim, thanks for taking the time this morning.
You bet.
So I'll just throw it to you and ask you. I mean, I kicked this around a lot before I went on CNN, and the argument against what I said on CNN about the Van Jones firing is, look, Van Jones signed this petition, this quote-unquote 9/11 truth petition, which it needs to be noted. He later said he made a mistake. He didn't read through it. Okay, but the argument is, well, look, he signed this petition, and that's unacceptable, and that's why he had to leave the White House. Now, I've made the point that, look, there's a double standard here. Tim Geithner is an example. The Treasury Secretary evaded his taxes, has taken gifts from the banking industry. No one's calling for him to be fired. And so it leads me to believe that, especially because before the 9/11 stuff even came out, Van Jones was targeted. So I made the point that I think that race may not be the only factor in this, but is at least one of the factors. What do you say to that? And what do you say to the people who say, no, 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 Van Jones made mistakes. It has nothing to do with his race. It only has to do with, at best, his political ideology, his grassroots political activism. What do you say to people like
that? Well, that would be wrong on multiple levels. I mean, first of all, nothing is ever only about one thing. So obviously, it's not only about race. The attack on Jeremiah Wright wasn't only about race, but it certainly was partly about race. The issue is really multifold. I mean, number one, before the 9/11 truther stuff came out, and he was clearly duped when he signed that, he thought he was signing one thing. They went back and added language he didn't approve of. I've had that happen to me. You may well have had it happen to you before on different petitions. But the original attack, and this is why I said in a piece I blogged on yesterday that it was at root very much about race, was the first thing I remember Glenn Beck saying about Van Jones. Certainly wasn't about 9/11. It wasn't about, you know, him calling Republicans assholes or whatever. It was his comment that Jones was a convicted felon and involved in the Los Angeles riots. Now, as it turns out, neither of those things are true. He was in San Francisco at the time.
Hold on, Tim. Tim, hold on. You used a word that we're not allowed to use on the radio.
What's that?
You used the, we'll go on.
Okay.
Sorry. We'll go on. It was a word that was quoted, that Van Jones was quoted as saying. That's true.
Oh, okay. And so, I'm not allowed to say that.
Yeah. So continue. So start over.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No, it's okay. So start over.
Okay. You mean just start the whole segment again?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So we're not live right now.
No, we are.
We are.
Yeah. So start over, because there's going to be a delay in people hearing this. So
okay, that's fine. I think the reason, you know, when Glenn Beck started attacking Van Jones, his first argument had nothing to do with the 9/11 truthers, had absolutely nothing to do with the issue of this petition that he was, you know, I think falsely roped into signing, and then additional language was added that really wasn't what he was endorsing. And I think it had very little to do with the word that he called Republicans at the speech. I think it was at Berkeley before he was a member of the administration.
Right. He used an epithet.
Yeah, he did. And really a pretty mild one. But in any event, the first thing that Glenn Beck said about Van Jones that I recall seeing was that he was first a convicted felon, and that secondly, he was involved somehow in the Los Angeles riots in 1992. Now, as it turns out, of course, neither of those is true. He's not a convicted felon, has no criminal record, and he wasn't in Los Angeles at the time of the riots. He was involved in a peaceful march in San Francisco around that time, and the police there came through, they did a big sweep, they arrested everybody, he was ultimately let go, charges were dropped, and he was actually paid damages by the city. So why would you make up something which is so easily, demonstrably untrue? Well, my argument would be that when you mention L.A. riot,
mm-hmm.
black man as a convicted felon,
mm-hmm.
we're pushing a very effective button. Because when people think L.A. riots, what do they think? They think Rodney King. They think Reginald Denny, the white guy getting hit over the head by some black dude, you know, at the corner of Normandy and Florence. And so they think black people. And so putting that out there, when it's obviously untrue, it's not even an argument of interpretation. It's just simply false. Suggests to me that race baiting was part of this. And then I think the second piece is we have to think of racism as not merely about the intent of a person who makes a certain argument. Racism can be in play because once a button gets pushed, whether it is deliberate or not, it is viewed through a certain racial lens. And so you can use terminology, you can use phraseology, not meaning to be racist, and yet having a racial impact. And you can do it in both directions, so that, for example, when folks use terms like all-American boy or all-American girl, we often see white people. When they use terms like welfare recipient or teenage mother, we, according to the research, see black and Latino women. Now, is that because the person saying something about a welfare recipient necessarily wants that to happen, or the person who says all-American boy wants us to see a white person? They may or may not. But the point is, the impact is to do that. So when you put Van Jones's face up there and you make him the face of danger, it triggers a racial response, whether or not that's what thing Glenn Beck said.
And we're talking to Tim Wise. He's the author of Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama. We're going to link to your piece on our own website, www.am760.net. And I obviously agree with you, but some of the response that people have offered up about Van Jones is that, well, they're not, the rank and file people don't feel like they're racist for listening to a Glenn Beck go after Van Jones.
Right.
And I think part of the point here is that, look, it certainly falls more on the leaders and orchestrators of the right-wing lynch mob than it does. They're trying to tap into something that may be subconscious, that may be latent in the rank-and-file population. I mean, Glenn Beck is a lot of things, but he's not a stupid demagogue, not a stupid tactician. What about the idea, and I've heard this a lot, well, what about the idea that, look, Van Jones was the racist, right? I mean, Glenn Beck had played this quote from Van Jones from a couple of years ago where Van Jones says, uses the term and basically says white environmentalists were hurting communities of color. And what's fascinating about this, of course, is I went back and I watched the clip, and what Van Jones is actually doing in that clip is describing the writing of somebody else, is describing the movement, the description of somebody else's writing, but then it's immediately ascribed to, oh, Van Jones is saying that white environmentalists hurt communities of color, which, of course, there has been a lot of examples of the environmental movement in the 70s and 80s ignoring communities of color. I mean, what about this idea that every time an African American speaks up on behalf of communities of color, they themselves are the racist, not the people who go after them?
Well, that's the problem. We're in this era of what, you know, Eduardo Bonilla Silva and others call colorblind racism, where, you know, whenever you bring up race, you're the racist. So if you're the one who calls attention to racial division, which by definition means you have to sort of point out, you know, who's at the root of that and who's benefiting from that and who instigated it, which in this country's history has been those of us called white, then that makes you racist. Whereas if you're on the right and you just never use the term black, you never talk explicitly about race, you can code it, you can talk around it, have the same or worse impact, and somehow avoid being thought of as racist. It's very slick, and I think Bonilla Silva's work and others on that, I think, have done a fantastic job at trying to describe that. Unfortunately, it's not been sort of discussed in the mainstream. I mean, the fact is that comment about white environmentalists, whether or not it was Jones speaking for himself, he may well agree with the comment, mm-hmm. I certainly do, that historically the white environmental movement, in spite of its good intentions around ecological issues, has often ignored the issue of environmental racism, for example. There's an argument to be made, in fact, that after a very brief period where environmental racism was a big issue within the green left, it sort of went by the boards and now is not as much of a focus, and there's a real issue as to why that is. I think that is not, certainly not racist against white people. It is suggesting that even white liberals, you know, even white progressives, even white folks on the left often have a blind spot around the issue of race, just like men on the left often have a blind spot around gender.
But obviously, look, and you know this better than anybody, whenever, I think part of the reaction to this, when you talk about race, when you say what you're saying, and when I said that, you know, this was motivated in part by race, not only by race, is that people get, a lot of white people get extremely, extremely defensive. And they just don't want, they hate talking about this, they hate acknowledging racism because it makes them somehow feel like they individually are being indicted. Tim Wise, I wish we could take this a little longer, but we will link to your piece at www.am760.net. Keep up the great work, and please come back and talk to us again.
Great, you bet.
Talk to you soon. That was Tim Wise, again, the terrific scholar and writer on race. His new book, Between Barack and a Hard Place, Racism and White Denial in the Age of Obama. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. There's a lot of traffic out there right now. Looks like everybody's going back to work after the holiday weekend. Really slow speeds, single digits, Parker Road at 25 on southbound 225. Also got a call earlier from about a stall on Dam Road on the southbound side, so it's maybe tough getting out of Aurora right now. Also, speeds in the teens there, eastbound 270, Quebec to I-70, same deal on C-470 in Littleton, Wadsworth to Santa Fe. Also busy in the normal spots on 25 southbound, 120th to 84th, again from 58th past Spear. Our surface street accident, 64th and Sims, Colfax and Perry, 38th and Pierce, 6th and Holly, and a new one, two-vehicle accident, eastbound Evans, west of I-25, and still crews working that auto versus pet accident at Colorado and Arkansas. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy, with a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Look for a high of 87 degrees, currently 61 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and service? Check your mail for details or visit your neighborhood Toyota dealer's parts and service center during their three-day parts and accessories blowout sale, September 10th through the 12th. Toyota, moving forward.
You wouldn't buy your knickers without trying them on, would you? So don't purchase a home without checking the sewer system. Blimey, you could have all sorts of loo problems.
The game time food your family loves? Cost less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like TGI Fridays potato skins and Cheez-It crackers cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Team at Presidential Brokers at 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Give them a call. Talk through what you're thinking about doing. As I always say at this time, you know, don't let your money just sit in the market or sit in a savings account. You need somebody. You need a good team planning strategy. So give the team at Presidential Brokers a call, 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Mike.
All right, David, thanks.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6150 today. That's 1-800-426-6150. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6150 now.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at DenverSilverado.com or SilveradoDenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's PurefoyChevrolet.com.
All right.
right, after the national news, we're going to do a Colorado news update, fill you in on all the stories that you've missed, and I'll fill you in on that Wall Street Journal editorial that goes after me. I am the subject of the lead editorial. It's about Obama and the left, so stick around for that after the national news.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman, and in case you haven't heard, you can hear AM 760 on your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net. It's great. Just download the iHeartRadio app for free. Find out how at AM760.net.
Hi, I'm Rudy Giuliani. I'd like to invite you to join me at the Get Motivated Business Seminar on Tuesday, October 13th, for a day you will never forget. I will be speaking live and in person along with America's number one motivator, Zig Ziglar, former First Lady Laura Bush, inspirational speaker Dr. Robert Shuler, legendary NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Terry Bradshaw, author of Get Motivated Tamara Lowe, soldier statesman General Colin Powell, and the all-time comeback champion John Elway. You'll learn leadership strategies, business skills, time management, communication skills, and much, much more. That's Tuesday, October 13th at the Pepsi Center in Denver. And it's only $19 for you and your whole office to attend if you call now, not per person, but $19 for everyone. Call 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. That's 1-800-294-1449. Or go to getmotivated.com. I'll be there. I want to see you there, too.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. International watchdogs say they smell a rat in Afghanistan. Almost complete results from last month's presidential election give a majority of the votes, 54%, to President Hamid Karzai. But the International Commission says it found clear and convincing evidence of fraud. CBS's Randall Joyce in Kabul has one example.
Each box that ballots are put in can contain 600 votes, and there's a pattern in some regions of the country of vote totals in the low 500s. Every single vote for President Karzai, no vote for any of the challengers.
CBS News Afghan expert Jerry Van Dyke says that could be a problem for Karzai and the United States.
The United States is trying to show that it promotes honesty, transparency, and a fair election. If we allow this to go forward without doing anything, we will have supported what we call a tainted election.
In Iraq, roadside bombs have taken the lives of four American soldiers, three in the same attack in the northern part of the country, the other in Baghdad. A global intelligence company says terrorist attacks on hotels have more than doubled since 9/11, and casualties have increased sixfold. Hotels are an easier target, it says, than military and government facilities where security has been stepped up. 2 hours from now, President Obama will visit an Arlington, Virginia high school to deliver what amounts to a stay-in-school-and-study-hard televised pep talk to children around the country. But some districts won't show the speech. Others will let parents hold their children out. A father in Chicago says he suspects the president will try to score political points with a captive audience.
I don't want my child raised to be a little community organizer.
But a high school senior in Oklahoma doesn't see the harm.
I would just like to hear what you got to say. No. And then it'll be on my decision to see if it's important to me or not.
When the president gets back to the White House, it'll be full steam ahead on health care.
The president meets this afternoon with the leaders of the Democrats in the House and Senate, Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, and they're going to talk about health care strategy. But White House officials say that the president's speech for tomorrow is not yet a final product. So they'll talk concepts, but apparently not all the details.
CBS News White House correspondent Bill Plant. Milwaukee police are holding a suspect in the serial killings of eight women and the teenage runaway between 1986 and 2007. Police Chief Edward Flynn.
These homicides, some more than 20 years old, were never forgotten by the Milwaukee Police Department.
Police say they found DNA from suspect Walter Ellis on the victims. Just in time for the morning rush hour, officials have reopened the Bay Bridge between San Francisco and Oakland about 24 hours ahead of schedule. Contractor Dan Hammack says his crew was able to finish repairs to a cracked support beam faster than expected.
The pieces were fabricated and sent to the job last night, and so it just went together well.
The stock market is slightly higher in early trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up now by about 27 points. This is CBS News.
You've just purchased a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. You feel in command. Intuitive in-dash technologies enable your every move. You feel empowered turning the ignition. Over 100 years of engineering prowess and racing heritage spring to life. You feel smart as you realize you got all this at an absolutely incredible price. Backed by a rigorous inspection process, limited factory-backed warranty coverage for up to 5 years and 100,000 total vehicle miles, and now 3 months Sirius satellite radio. Hurry in for 1.99% financing on select certified pre-owned models, only available at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Certified pre-owned by Mercedes-Benz. How will it make you feel?
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program and certified pre-owned limited warranty details. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval. Sirius U.S. service available only in the contiguous U.S. and D.C. 3 months Sirius satellite radio service included on vehicles already equipped.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. President Obama addresses the nation's school children today amid concerns from some parents the president will push political perspectives. Nine News spoke to kids at a local skate park.
The highest person in America, man in America, is giving advice. I think you should probably listen to it.
The White House has released the text of the speech on its website. A fire this morning near Highway 36th and Wadsworth.
There's actually a large pile of trees, another type of shrubbery that did catch on fire.
Wendy Forbes with West Metro Fire. The fire's at the EcoCycle recycling facility. Good news for the Poudre River, as it likely was not damaged long-term by two recent asphalt spills. The Division of Wildlife says crews have just finished hauling away most of the second mess. The Coloradoan reports each spill was about 5,000 gallons of liquid asphalt. And it's been 25 years since the last park was built on Denver's west side, but that's about to change. Denver will purchase land at Alameda and South Osceola Streets in the Westwood neighborhood. The Denver Post reports a park will add some green to an area sorely lacking it, as that land was home to a beat-up trailer park, an auto body shop, and a dive bar. Sports: Rockies take the opener against the Reds 4-3. Same teams tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's an extremely busy drive as you're out and about. Southbounders on 225, you're really feeling it on that approach to Parker Road up towards I-25. Speeds are going to dip into the single digits in spots, so do factor that into those southbound lanes. Northbounders on that same stretch, you're looking good until that Parker curve. Then you'll bog down up towards Mississippi. Also seeing some slowing for eastbounders on C-470, Wadsworth towards Santa Fe. Heavy pockets as well for westbound C-470 along those foothills as you're making your way towards Bandamere. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a cloudy, hot day with a high of about 88 degrees. Cool in the overnight when the low drops down to 57. We do have a chance of seeing some afternoon showers. Currently, it's 66 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Walgreens is making it easy to get a seasonal flu shot every day from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. guaranteed. Walgreens, there's a way to stay well. Vaccines subject to availability, state, age, and health condition related restrictions may apply. May be covered by Medicare Part B or your insurance plan. See pharmacy for details.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh.
Dragonfly EcoGoods, Denver's newest green living store, is more than an in-store, it's a destination for the environmentally conscious shopper. With products like handmade jewelry made from 100-year-old bottles to cards that can be planted to bloom into wildflowers, you can find something green for you or your home. Visit DragonflyEcoGoods.com or stop in at the corner of 32nd and Tejon and mention this ad to receive 20% off your first purchase. Dragonfly EcoGoods, making green a part of your life.
Marvin. This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 for Progressive Talk.
Seven here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's going up into the 80s today here on the Front Range. Got a lot to cover, so we're going to go right to it. We're going to go right to our Colorado news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
The big news is that today is the day that the Colorado state government is going to furlough state workers. So many state offices will be closed today because of those budget cuts apparently this is the first of a couple of furlough days. And there's that rally at noon at the state capitol against these budget cuts. I encourage you to go if you can today. Business news in Denver. Denver developers hatch iPhone applications and some make it big, like scores of other techies across the country. Many Denver-based programmers are making a new economy out of iPhone applications. Check it out at the Denver Post in its business section. 23 horses rescued from high noon execution, the Denver Post reported over the weekend. 23 horses that Weld County man threatened to have shot at high noon today were seized early Friday morning by Colorado's Agriculture Commissioner, Trent Parker, 64, who distributed a flyer to advertise riflemen executioners wanted to kill horses in his care. Called the 6:30 a.m. raid on a 45-acre piece of land east of Fort Lupton a sneak attack. But he also said he's relieved the animals will be cared for while he spends 90 days in jail for contempt of court. That bizarre story gets even more bizarre, but at least the horses are safe for now. Fort Collins, Colorado, reported over the weekend that workers expect to have removed all asphalt by the end of the weekend at the site of a tanker crash, the second in as many weeks in the Poudre River. The spill occurred when a tanker truck crashed into the river, dumping about 5,000 gallons of liquid asphalt and about 200 gallons of diesel fuel. Fort Collins, Colorado also reports that tankers may soon be banned from using the Poudre Canyon route, which I think at this point would be a good thing, considering two of these major problems in as many weeks. The Department of Wildlife says the Poudre River will likely recover from the spills fairly quickly. So that is good news. That's after that came out. That story came out today. So that's good news. Grand Junction Sentinel reports that energy companies generally are in a holding pattern with their northwestern Colorado drilling activity or lack thereof as natural gas prices continue to remain low, according to companies represented this week at the quarterly Northwest Colorado Oil and Gas Forum and Rifle. So, when you hear people like Josh Penry and the Republicans in this state insist that the natural gas industry is not doing well because of Governor Ritter's supposedly too tough regulations, look to this story for the real story. The reason the natural gas industry isn't doing as well as it once was is because the price of natural gas itself is not as high as it used to be. Speaking of Josh Penry, the progressive activist group Progress Now Colorado on Friday demanded apologies from State Senator Sean Mitchell of Broomfield and Senate Minority Leader Josh Penry for what the group called sexist and degrading remarks Mitchell made during a legislative committee hearing this week. According to an audio recording of a portion of the hearing posted on ColoradoPolls.com, Mitchell referred to a witness's comment. He was nervous at the beginning of his testimony, but indicated that the witness didn't seem nervous. Quote, if any of those witnesses that follow are nervous, I just want to pass on a tip that sometimes when I'm in committee and I'm nervous, I relieve that by imagining the chairwoman in her underwear. That's what a state senator in Colorado said at a hearing. The chairwoman of the committee is Senator Morgan Carroll, who we've had on this show a bunch. Several people can be heard laughing at Mitchell's comment. A woman presumed to be Carol noted that Mitchell got a laugh out of that. And that is really out of control for a state senator to use a committee hearing to make a comment like that. I mean, that, what is this, Mad Men? What is this, 1960? That's really, really bad. Business news, Frontier Airlines is going to raise its baggage fees by $5. Frontier Airlines is raising fees on checked bags by $5, says the Denver Business Journal. Passengers will be asked to pay $20 for their first checked bag and $30 for their second checked piece of luggage beginning October 1st. The new fees apply only to tickets purchased on or after September 8th. Fox 31 reports that Frontier could move more jobs to Indianapolis under its new owner. Reporter Eli Stokels for Fox News 31 interviewed Mayor John Hickenlooper, who has been rather reticent about whether he is going to support new tax breaks for Frontier Airlines at their demands. Hickenlooper quoted in this story saying, getting rid of tax revenues at this point and time in the economy, that's hard to do unless there are other ways for the city to remain whole. But whatever we can do to keep these jobs, we will try to do. Maybe we moderate the tax, we find another source of revenue to compensate for that. Also saying that we have to be fair to United, to Southwest, to all the airlines. It's a lot of money to leave on the table, but those jobs are important to this city. So Hickenlooper seeming like he's twisting in the wind on whether he's going to give in to the demands and support these corporate tax breaks, tax policies that every other corporation has to pay. Fox 31 also reports that downtown bars are going to be were brimming with customers over the weekend, but patrons will be worried about more than just drinking and driving after a series of violent attacks on men walking alone in central Denver. Investigators say as many as 18 men have been robbed and assaulted in just the past several months. The crimes have occurred between 10 p.m. and 2:30 a.m. in the area between Downing and the Platte River and 13th Avenue and 30th Avenue. So be safe out there, be careful out there, and try to walk if you're out at those hours. Walk with a partner. Westside Denver Park in the works. You heard that in your local news update from AM 760. At a spot where a decaying trailer park, a seedy bar, and an unsightly auto body shop once stood along the edge of a struggling neighborhood, the city of Denver plans to purchase land to build a new park. So that's good news. And in our final story in the news update, Congressman John Salazar Friday responded to a League of Conservation Voters TV ad campaign, blasting him for voting no on the climate change bill by defending his record on green jobs creation and criticizing the bill for its potential economic impacts for Colorado families. You can find the tit for tat at the Colorado Independent.com. That's your Colorado news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
So, as promised, I want to fill you in on this Wall Street Journal editorial. I was stunned last night. Right before I went to bed, I checked my my email and found a note from a friend who said that I am the subject of the lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal today. I have a blog post up about this at my blog at www.openleft.com. And interestingly, I think that the Wall Street Journal is absolutely right. And the Wall Street Journal, of course, its news section is a pretty objective news section, but its editorial page is the leading, most powerful voice of conservatism, arguably in the United States. So I guess it's a badge of honor to be named in the Wall Street Journal piece, and it's about me and Van Jones. And the piece is entitled Obama and the Left. And it quotes my earlier post over the weekend about the firing of Van Jones. That was the big news this weekend. The White House fired Van Jones after Glenn Beck has led a month-long attack on the green jobs proponent. And I said that the firing of Jones by the White House in backing down to a right-wing political terrorist like Glenn Beck and his lynch mob, it will inevitably, one of the ramifications will inevitably be a chilling effect on the aspirations of other movement progressives. Van Jones came out of social justice, activism, grassroots politics. And the White House, in cutting him loose but standing by Washington insiders with even worse scandals like Tim Geithner, Larry Summers, et cetera, et cetera. That double standard suggests that the White House has no loyalty to movement progressives. Now, the Wall Street Journal its piece, I actually think, makes a good point. It quotes my article and then says, Mr. Sirota is speaking for many on the movement left who believe they helped to elect Mr. Obama and therefore deserve seats at the inner table of power. They are increasingly frustrated because they are discovering that Mr. Obama will happily employ movement progressives, but only so long as their real views and motivations aren't widely known or understood. How bitter it must be to discover that the Fox News Channel's Glenn Beck, who drove the debate about Van Jones, counts for more at this White House than Mr. Sirota. And they're using me as a euphemism for the progressive movement in general, obviously. Now, I wouldn't say I'm bitter. The better word is unsurprised. I have said for a long time that the Obama administration and President Obama himself seems more loyal to who it perceives has power than to anything else. Right now, the White House perceives Wall Street and Glenn Beck's right-wing lynch mob as having more power than the progressive movement. They are more afraid of Wall Street and the right-wing lynch mob than they are of the progressive movement. And when you look across the legislative landscape right now, with President Obama seeming to back off the public option, seeming to endorse a very weak climate change bill, about to escalate the Afghanistan war, as Karl Rove quite literally cheers on that move, you see the ramifications of this. So the open question, it's a two-part question of this hour. Do you think President Obama is fully abandoning the progressive movement? And do you think that Van Jones in particular, do you think Van Jones was targeted in part originally because of his race? And if so, do you think the White House made a huge mistake in cutting him loose? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. We got a couple of open lines. Is President Obama abandoning the progressive movement? And was Van Jones, the green jobs czar, was he originally targeted by Glenn Beck and the right-wing lynch mob in part because of his race? 303-713-7600. And I just want to say this about the Wall Street Journal targeting me. One thing the Wall Street Journal did, you know, it's a pretty nasty piece, but I'm flattered by it. And the Wall Street Journal seemed to have forgotten the old lesson from Star Wars. This lesson.
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
When the Wall Street Journal, the biggest conservative mouthpiece in the nation, names me and writes a lead editorial about me, I got to tell you something, it in some ways it helps me.
The new face of the left.
I mean, that's exactly what they're saying in this piece. That I am the spokesperson
really
for the left. It's crazy.
Yep.
I mean, look, I'd like to think I'm making a contribution, but spokesperson for the American left? I mean,
quite an endorsement.
I guess I'll take it. Badge of honor, baby.
Classic.
303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic on 25 is brutal on both sides. Let's start southbound up in North Glen and Thornton. Stop and go 120th to 84th. Again, from I-70 past Spear. Now we're seeing things build even further southbound. You're going to see it from Lincoln up to University. Northbounders struggling getting out of Castle Rock. Speeds in the teens from Founders Parkway all the way up to Castle Pines Parkway. Also sluggish there from Downing Street to 6th Avenue. New crash eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Two cars and a semi involved there. Also got this crash eastbound Evans just west of I-25. Another new one, Quebec and Alameda. Also getting some rain showers falling on I-70 near Copper Mountain and Vail. Also looks like that fog is lifted out on the east end by Lyman. Forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 65 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee beans are chosen from the top 3% available in the world, then batch roasted until they pop twice for a distinctive flavor. All for just $1.50 a cup. Come to participating Starbucks and get a tall Pike Place roast today.
I want to suck your...
I get it. Blood makes you squeamish. I got a lot of... Love sucks on the CW Thursday.
Something better.
That was good.
The Vampire Diaries, series premiere Thursday, September 10th, followed by the season premiere of Supernatural on the CW.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hello Health helps you connect with your doctor in person and online. It's that simple.
Meet Dr. Jay Parkinson of a new kind of medical practice in Brooklyn, New York.
As the business grows, I'm going to need all the help I can get. But the great thing is, I'll be able to issue Visa business cards to my employees and even set spending limits, so I can control who spends how much and know what they're spending it on.
Learn how Visa business helps Dr. Jay control spending in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Remember, folks, in all of your own political dealings, whether at work or anywhere else, MSNBC's executive producer was quoted as saying that Bill O'Reilly's problem with Keith Olbermann was that Bill O'Reilly, quote unquote, punched down. In Bill O'Reilly attacking Keith Olbermann years ago, he helped build up Keith Olbermann. Well, I am the subject of the lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal, one of the largest newspapers in the nation. We'll post a link to the editorial and my response about it at www.am760.net. But remember, folks, in your own personal political dealings, remember, don't punch down, because you end up building up the people you are punching. It's the old Star Wars adage. Remember this quote?
If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
So when I read this Wall Street Journal editorial, and I've been getting flooded with hate email all morning from its conservative readership, the Wall Street Journal billing me as effectively the spokesman of the American left. Now, I like to think that I make a contribution to political activism. A spokesman for the American left? I guess if the Wall Street Journal wants to call me that, and bill me like that, I guess I'll take it as a badge of honor. I think it's a little ridiculous, but it is true. As I remembered in reading this, if they want to build me up like that, it means that they are frightened, intimidated, or scared of what I'm saying and what a lot of my colleagues, a lot of you are saying out there. My voice is one part of many, many voices in the progressive movement. And I think this is suggesting just how frightened the conservative establishment is of real progressive change. The open question right now is the topic of the Wall Street Journal's editorial, is Obama abandoning the American left, the progressive movement? Is he not paying attention to the people who got him elected? Is He, as the Wall Street Journal insists, is he more interested in appeasing Glenn Beck than listening to the progressive movement? Of course, the Wall Street Journal says that's a good thing. Do you think that's true? He fired Van Jones, the Green Jobs hero. Van Jones is a national hero. Van Jones has done more work, more successful work, and helped more people in this country than anybody, including me, by the way, who has been talking about him on the right or on the left. He is a national hero. Do you think Van Jones was originally targeted because he is African American? I made this comment on CNN yesterday, saying that they didn't just pick out, the Glenn Beck didn't just pick out some random mid-level White House staffer. They were looking for specifically an African American with progressive grassroots movement activism in his or her background to basically sick a right-wing lynch mob on, because it fits into their narrative, their overall narrative. You know, Obama is a foreigner. Obama is Muslim. Obama went to a madrasis. Obama is a black nationalist. It fits into their racist mantra, I think, to then find somebody in the White House who is an African American with a progressive movement, social justice activism background. Do you think Van Jones was originally targeted because of his race? I certainly do. Remember, Van Jones was targeted by Glenn Beck weeks before any of this 9/11 stuff came out. Van Jones ultimately left because he was shown he signed one of these quote-unquote 9/11 truth petitions, which he later renounced. And I think he was originally targeted before that ever came out because, in part, not only, but in part because of his race. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Ra in Denver. You're on AM760.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I spoke to you down at the Takes this weekend, and I was talking about the undergird forces of racism, you know, that's motivating the onslaught against Obama. So the author that between Barack and a Hard Place, what was his name again?
Tim Wise. And we will post Tim Wise's article on the Van Jones controversy at www.am760.net. It'll be right next to his podcast.
That name is perfect because right now people are between Barack and a Hard Place. I mean, the anxieties of the racist Americans are realized right now. Okay, and they're in denial. I wish that he was in on this segment that you're on right now, because he has an intelligent conversation that needs to be had right now. And it just seems like we're all been put into hyperspace and lulled to sleep around the subject. I mean, if we say something about race, then we're pulling the race card. That is from black people, you know. And you say that the New York, was it the New York Times?
The Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal is building you up. Well, I think they're setting you up, my friend. Okay, because you're in the front about this very sensitive issue, and you're the leader of liberals. Well, in this country at this point, in my mind, and from the eyes of many people, they see you as the leader of black people, because there's a black man right now in the White House, and they don't understand how he's not a black white man. He's a black man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, to get on point, I've been waiting for a while to talk to you. Racism right now, in the back, it was very obvious with the KKK and such. And in the 60s, of course, it started to go under with the affirmative action, and that's being reversed. We've got white men saying we're being discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
let me just say that claim is not necessarily new. That I think comes out of the backlash politics of the 80s. So much of the conservative backlash politics that was first formulated in the 1980s was focused around this argument by conservatives designed to tap into white anger, that the reforms of the 60s and 70s on civil rights had created an oppression system against whites, which is, of course, absolutely, positively ridiculous. I'm not saying that there aren't a lot of white folks out there who are facing economic challenges, who are facing all the kinds of challenges that everybody's facing.
We're in the same pot, man. We're in the same pot. And, however, right now they're being used. The racists out there that are being juiced by the right wing. And couple that with those Americans who are legitimately disenfranchised with the government. They're not disenfranchised with Obama. They're disenfranchised with the fact that their rights to privacy during the Bush regime was tampered with. You know, we went to war on false pretenses in Iraq, knowing that the Taliban was, and our intelligence knew this, but no one's paying for that. Okay, and ultimately, even us in almost $2 trillion in debt. You know, so.
Do you think the targeting of Van Jones originally had anything to do with race?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? They are. You said the lynch mob, you know, and they're using words like break Obama. Those are slave terms. And the author spoke of Tim spoke of the when you hear about the American, then you see white, you know. So now it's our country. We're doing tea parties. We're talking about patriots. And who are the patriots? Well, the patriots are white folks. Okay, if you look in the history, look up the patriots. You don't see black patriots or brown patriots. You see white.
And just to be clear, you're saying that the portrayal of the patriots are only white folks. And I agree with you. And I think I've gotten a lot of blowback for going on CNN yesterday and saying that the original targeting of Van Jones was about, in part, about race. I mean, I've gotten a lot of nasty blowback. People tell me to go kill myself, et cetera, et cetera. And as I said to Tim Wise, a lot of the intense blowback, I have to believe, is because whenever somebody brings up the fact that racism still exists in this country, still plays a major role in our politics, there is a segment of white America that simply cannot, does not want to believe that. Ra, thanks so much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Let's take one more call. We'll go to, before we hit another break, let's go to Bill and Parker. Bill, you're on AM760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
Hey, if you covered this, I apologize, but I haven't heard anybody say this. Do you remember the Adam Clymer incident?
Yes, I do. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And let me refresh people's memory. Right. George W. Bush was on a stage with Dick Cheney.
Big time, Cheney.
Right, right. And whispered, but it got caught on mic, some believe purposefully, referring to New York Times reporter Adam Clymer as a major league a-hole. And, you know, some of the right-wing attacks on Van Jones, which is actually the most ridiculous, was criticizing Van Jones for, before he was ever in the administration, he said, not angrily, by the way, he said, look, part of the reason why Republicans are able to pass so many things that they pass is because they legislate like a-holes. And, you know, we as progressives have to learn to channel some of that. Now, the right wing attacking Van Jones for that is so absurd. I mean, Dick Cheney went to the floor of the Senate and told a senator to F off or to F himself.
That's right.
Right. I mean, so that. And that, to me, what I'm saying is, if they're throwing the kitchen sink at this guy and saying he, you know, oh, he should be fired because he used profanity, it suggests to me that they're not motivated by just that. They're motivated by something bigger. They want somebody to fit into the narrative that they're creating, that the Obama administration is a secret black nationalist administration looking to take over the United States and help only African Americans. And they found somebody that they could caricature through and create a media minstrel show out of with Van Jones. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, and you should just be aware, David, you're going to have to keep that as a suspicion, a strongly held belief. You're never going to find a smoking gun or an aha that's going to show that. And they're always going to point to Clarence Thomas and J.C. Watts and now, what's his name, Stone, who's the chairman of the party?
Michael Steele.
You know, Michael Steele, I'm sorry. And, you know, and they're always going to, that's going to be a tough argument to win. That's you're going to have to keep, I think you can believe that, and you may be correct, but you're never going to really get objective, hard.
Oh, you can't, because they've mastered dog whistle politics. And, you know, this is what I call it. You know, dog whistle politics means where they blow the whistle.
Right.
You know, and we can't hear it, but the dogs can hear it.
Well, plus they've mastered political correctness. You know, 40 years ago in the South, to come out and say, you know, speak your mind on this issue would have been no big deal. But today, they understand, hey, that's not PC, that's not going to fly, And then, like you say, it becomes a dog whistle message.
But here's the thing. I think you have to be willfully ignorant to look at all of these examples and say that that race isn't a factor in the targeting, in the specific political strategy from Republican leaders, right? You put it all together. Obama is not from the United States. Obama was born in Kenya. Obama was trained in a madrasas. Obama is Muslim, right? He is hiring black nationalists. The next target of Glenn Beck is a guy named Mark Lloyd. Okay, you can go online and look at the rant Glenn Beck just did about Mark Lloyd, a mid-level staffer at the FCC on the issue of media diversity. He is the next person that Glenn Beck, the political terrorist, and his right-wing lynch mob are going after. And guess what? Big shocker. Mark Lloyd is black. So you got to be willfully ignorant, I think, to look at all of these examples and say, to forget about the Republicans' whole tactic in the 80s of using backlash politics against black people. Forget about all these examples today. No, it has nothing to do with race. I mean, you really have to be a willfully ignorant person. But you're right, Bill. We got to pound this away. We got to keep pounding at it because, never underestimate in the American idiocracy the power of willful ignorance. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 8:38 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
New bad crash, Dave. Westbound I-70 at 225. Already seeing delays back to Airport Boulevard. Also got a crash in the opposing lanes a little further west of there. Eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Two cars and a semi involved there. You're going to hit the backups around I-76 where speeds dropping into the 20s and 30s. Also a struggle still on southbound 25 coming into downtown after I-70 as well from Broadway to University. Northbound are sluggish, leaving Castle Rock at Founders. Again, as you get around Downing Street, trying to get into downtown coming from the Tech Center. Also a crash at Quebec and Alameda. If you're up in the high country, got some rain on 70 near Copper Mountain and Vail. Forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon and this evening. Look for a high around 87 degrees. Currently, it's 66 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Stop by Albertsons and start collecting free Wedgwood cookware. Shop and receive bonus stickers for every $10 you spend. Then redeem the bonus stickers towards your free cookware. See Albertsons for complete details.
AM760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
60 minutes.
CBS News.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paint stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th and Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Enmark Lincoln Mercury is your destination for the largest selection of new Lincoln and Mercury product in the state. So if you're in the market to purchase or lease a vehicle, put Landmark on your list. The Lincoln Mercury product on display is stunning in design and function. Mercury Mariner, Mercury Milan, Lincoln MKZ, Lincoln Navigator, Lincoln MKS, Lincoln MKX, and the much-anticipated Lincoln MKT. These vehicles are simply spectacular. Ford Motor Credit offers factory-subsidized leasing on every Lincoln or low-rate financing on all Lincoln and Mercurys, including certified pre-owned. If you desire a non-pressure buying experience, have one of our long-term professionals assist you. Landmark Lincoln Mercury has achieved number one ranking in Denver in sales and service performance. For the best in price, selection, and complete customer satisfaction, visit us at 5000 South Broadway or at buylincolns.com. Make the Landmark decision.
Volume claim based on total retail sales for the state of Colorado based on 2008 Ford statistics. Sales and service claims based on total retail sales for the city of Denver based on 2008 Ford statistics.
Money and the air. Register today to win $350 in vehicle maintenance at aircarecolorado.com. Regular upkeep helps reduce air pollution and saves you money at the pump. Brought to you by Envirotest, AirCare Colorado, Sportique Scooters, and the Maintenance Matters Coalition. Maintenance, the smart thing to do.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Game time food your family loves? Cost less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom, thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Tyson Anytizers and DiGiorno Pizza cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
In the lead editorial of the leading conservative voice in the United States, the Wall Street Journal's editorial board, rest assured, I don't actually believe that's true. My ego is not so big that I actually believe the billing that I got in the Wall Street Journal's editorial today. I'll take it as a compliment, as a badge of honor, and we'll post the editorial on our website at www.am760.net. But the editorial raises an important question. Is Barack Obama abandoning the progressive movement? That is the assertion in the Wall Street Journal, saying that the White House, and of course the Wall Street Journal is applauding this, they are saying that the White House now listens more closely to Glenn Beck than it does to its own progressive base. Do you think that's true? If so, why? And do you think the Van Jones controversy proves this? Van Jones, the green jobs czar, the national hero on the issue of green jobs. He was fired over the weekend after Glenn Beck's right-wing lynch mob targeted him and lambasted him for his past political activism. It came out that Van Jones had signed a petition about 9/11. The right wing blew that up, made it grounds, of course, saying it was grounds for his termination. Of course, you know, nobody got fired when the Bush administration for lying us into the Iraq War, the Bush administration hiring former Iran-Contra figures. Nobody said anything when Tim Geithner paid his taxes late, took gifts from the banking industry. No one's called for him to be fired. Do you think the Van Jones situation, him being fired, a movement progressive activist, proves that the White House is listening more to Glenn Beck and the right? And here's another question. Do you think that Van Jones was originally targeted by Glenn Beck because Van Jones is black? That's a controversial question. I think it's obvious that when you put together all of the different attacks that the right has waged against Obama, they have all been racially tinged by design. I don't think they randomly picked out Van Jones, a mid-level White House staffer. I think they were looking for an African-American with progressive movement, grassroots background to portray as a black nationalist, because it goes into their larger narrative of the Obama administration and President Obama himself as a secret, stealth black nationalist. What do you think? You think I'm right or wrong? 303-713-7600. We'll go to Michael in Denver. Michael, you're on AM 760.
Hi, let's put freedom of speech to the test right here and now. If Obama or any legislator is making political decisions in response to any KOA 850 AM conservative talk, or Fox TV, or the Wall Street Journal, or AM 760, or any other clear channel talk show, then he is bowing to a monopoly, a News Corp monopoly, and as such, he is ignoring his actual constituents, and instead responding to a News Corp monopoly. I don't think that's happening. I don't think any political decision has been made because of either progressive talk show under the umbrella of News Corp or conservative talk show under the umbrella of News Corp.
You don't think that Glenn Beck targeting Van Jones and the conservative media machine continuously targeting, devoting hours and hours and hours of attacks on Van Jones had anything to do with the White House firing Van Jones?
No, I do not. I think what came out of his mouth, that's what got him fired.
I see. So you don't think that the promotion of, and I would say selective promotion, let's just use the word promotion, you don't think, you actually, let me get this straight, you actually in your own mind believe that the media promotion of what, as you said, Van Jones supposedly said, and I think it's been taken out of context and manipulated, you think that the media promotion of that had nothing to do with him being fired from the White House?
That's a great question, and the key words are promotion and media. I do think that this the firing was promoted.
No, not the firing. The lead up to the firing. Van Jones has been attacked for weeks and weeks and weeks leading up to this weekend.
The lead up to the firing was certainly propagated by the media. However, when you say the media, you're not just talking about News Corp or Clear Channel. You're talking about the whole media. So if your question is,
I'm only taking what you said. You said the media, right or left, none of the media had anything to do with the White House's decision.
No, I said.
Yeah, I can play the tape for you. We can go back and play the tape of what you said.
Yes, please do.
All right, we will play the tape of what you said after we get it, and we can play it. That is what you said. Everybody who's listening to this show knows what you just said two seconds ago.
Play the tape. Well, I'll say it again.
We're listening.
Okay. You asked me, did media play into the lead-up? Yes, media did play into the lead-up by informing us. But to claim that Clear Channel and News Corp talk shows...
I claimed Glenn Beck. That's what I said. I said Glenn Beck and the right-wing media machine targeted Van Jones in part because he was black.
The entire media did, including News Corp. But what I'm saying is that the president or legislators are responding to any of the News Corp monopoly, which is Fox TV, Wall Street Journal, AM 760, Clear Channel, KOA 850 AM.
Okay, yeah, your point? Yes.
My point is that if he is making political decisions in response to this monopoly, then he's giving us ultimate betrayal.
Yeah, no, I know that, but what you said is that you originally said that he wasn't doing that. You don't believe that's what they're doing.
I don't believe that the News Corp monopoly has the power to influence the president's decision.
I have to say, respectfully, having worked in politics for more than a decade, respectfully, I think you're crazy. I think it's crazy to say that Fox News and the right-wing media machine does not impact presidential decisions. That's just straight-up crazy talk. I really don't understand how anybody, much less anybody who follows politics, can actually believe that. It's the that is actually, if I have to put it up there, I have been hosting this show now for 6 months. That might be the craziest thing anybody has said on this radio show. The single craziest thing that I have heard on this radio show, you heard it here, folks, the media has no influence on presidential decisions and on politics. That's really, you know what? What a start to the week. 8:51 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls after a traffic update and a sedative for me. From John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Crash westbound I-70, right around 225. causing some delays back around Airport Boulevard. Also got this crash still eastbound I-70 at Pecos. A semi was involved in that one, so it's a little messy. Delays there go back to Interstate 76. Our other crash right now, Quebec and Alameda, and also hit-and-run accident investigation going on right now at Parker and Iliff. Rest of the drive starting to shape up just a little bit. You will hit those normal jams going into downtown on northbound and southbound I-25. If you're a northbounder around Lincoln, southbounders I-70. Forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 68 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
Ed Schultz.
I have got to address this Inhofe dude from Oklahoma. He says the president is disarming the military, destroying everything.
It's Mr. Money for the Lodge Casino in Blackhawk. We're roaming the casino to find out what people have to say about the Lodge. So, Mary, tell me about the winning.
I win more here than I do in Vegas. Last week, $4,000.
Amazing. Okay, Helen and Linda, how's the winning coming? Can you win here?
Yes, I have won. Yes, I will continue to win here. I'm winning now.
Okay, I'll get out of the way. Let you get back to having fun.
Lodge Casino.
Your first choice for fun.
They have the largest selection of barbecue grills and grill accessories in the Rocky Mountains. And Outdoor Kitchen has a huge selection of high-quality patio furniture. Do yourself a favor this year. Stop in and see all there is to see at Outdoor Kitchen. You'll find them at I-225 and Tamarack behind Sonic. Call 303-991-9911. 303-991-9911 or go to OutdoorKitchen.com.
This is a public announcement for consumers who are overwhelmed with state and federal tax debt. If you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay, you can now receive a no-risk tax review and get powerful information on how you may be able to settle your delinquent taxes for a fraction of what you owe. Get a no-risk tax review from Tax Helpline. This is a service to the public offered by the Tax Helpline. The call is free. The information is powerful. If you have over $10,000 of back taxes and have been hit with an IRS bank levy, wage garnishment, tax lien, excessive penalties, or afraid any of these may happen, call the Tax Helpline now. The Tax Helpline's enrolled agents are ex-IRS employees with over 40 years of experience negotiating rock-bottom settlements and affordable payment plans. Call the Tax Helpline immediately. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. Call for your no-risk tax review. 866-796-9943. 866-796-9943. The Tax Helpline is not a government agency.
Insured by Humana Insurance Company. All applications are subject to underwriting approval. Waiting periods, limitations, and exclusions may apply. Rates quoted are for a 39-year-old non-smoking male living in Chicago, Illinois. Rates vary by age, location, and benefits selected. According to CNN, over 2.5 million jobs were lost in 2008, with hundreds of thousands more layoffs already this year. Now more than ever, providing affordable health care is one of our most urgent issues. Humana understands your need for affordable health insurance. The Humana One plan has rates as low as $78 a month for individuals and gives you the coverage you need at an affordable price. You could get a flexible health insurance plan that includes prescription drug coverage and low copays with affordable monthly premiums. Call 888-294-2887 today for your free quote. It takes just minutes and there's no obligation. Humana has been one of the most trusted names in health care for over 40 years. Get the health care you deserve at a price you can afford. Call Humana today at 888-294-2887 for your free no-obligation quote. That's 888-294-2887. Again, 888-294-2887.
Breaking news. The IRS announced that their settlement divisions will now grant more leniency to help Americans who cannot pay the IRS. This is an unprecedented opportunity for anyone who owes back taxes. The CBS Evening News and the Wall Street Journal interviewed Nationwide Tax Relief for this story. Here is Nationwide's founder and CEO, Richard Boggs.
This leniency announcement is the biggest news out of the IRS in 10 years. Our clients owe $20,000 to $200,000. Some owe several million. And tax debt reductions right now in the 50 to 90% range are not unusual when you have the history and the relationships with the IRS like we do. My staff of tax attorneys can now get better settlements for more clients than ever before. The IRS will discontinue this leniency program. Anyone who's been procrastinating about their IRS problem just got very lucky.
Call Nationwide for your free confidential consultation at 800-650-1540. That's 800-650-1540. 800-650-1540 now.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The AM 760 Progressive Dojo is open. Do you think the firing of Van Jones had anything to do with his race? Do you think the original targeting, really, that's the real issue, the original targeting of Van Jones by the right-wing lynch mob had anything to do with his race? Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, I just wanted to say I listen to you on a regular basis. I listen to Glenn Beck on a regular basis, and I think you may be missing some of it. Glenn Beck railed against Timothy Geithner, who is a white guy, for weeks and weeks, saying that a guy who can't pay his own taxes can't figure out the repercussions of that.
Oh, I certainly agree with Glenn Beck on that issue. The Geithner issue and the Van Jones issue, I think, are separate. The Geithner issue, the refusal to fire him by the Obama administration, is a separate level of hypocrisy. My question is whether the original targeting of Van Jones was aimed to tap into this right-wing narrative, which I think is undeniable, that there is a right-wing narrative out there that Obama is a black nationalist. Do you think?
And I don't think that's the case, because I think that the right wing has been pretty fair about railing against white guys, black guys, Mexican guys, whoever the case may be. It doesn't matter the color of the skin. It's all about the policy.
I mean, are you denying that the Muslim controversy, that he's not American, he's not born in America controversy, he went to a madrasas controversy, he's a black nationalist, he's a community organizer, ACORN. Are you really?
I don't think it would be such a big issue if he was honest about certain things. I think that there's a great distrust because there's evidence, whether it's true or not, there's evidence that he went to the madrasa.
Well, come on, man. There's no evidence. They debunked that story. Come on, man. You got to get a better argument. All right, more on this after the break. I can't believe that guy said there was...
Attention homeowners, President Obama just passed the Homeowner Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the U.S.
Welcome to Madam Saralina, psychic and fortune teller. What brings you here?
Listen, I don't really believe in...
Silence!
Oh.
I sense you have satellite dish, yes?
How'd you know that?
Because you're unhappy.
That's true.
And your connection to internet?
It's the worst.
Yes, yes, I see good things in your future. I see.
What is it?
Comcast. Now we listen to announcer.
Right now, Comcast Digital Starter Cable is just $29.99 a month, and Performance High-Speed Internet is only $24.99 a month, each for 6 months. Get them both, and HBO is included. With Comcast Digital Cable, you get on-demand with hundreds of movies and shows you can watch on your schedule. And our high-speed internet is fast and loaded with features, including McAfee to keep your computer safe online. Call 1-800-COMCAST to order. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Offer ends 9/20/09. Restrictions apply. After 6 months, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, and installation fees extra. Call for details.
Away from President Obama's back-to-school speech that will be beamed into classrooms around the country. Not all of them, because of a controversy that flared when some parents objected to the remarks and the study material sent to the schools. This Texas mother wants no part of it.
Like I told my neighbor the other day, if, you know, he starts putting government in schools, I'll homeschool him. I won't do it. And I know government is in schools, but his agenda is not American.
Political analyst Curtis Gadd says the outrage serves no good purpose.
So disrespect the President of the United States and the presidency so that he cannot talk to the school children of America is paranoid and destructive.
Despite fears it would remain closed for at least another day, traffic is rolling again over the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge. Repair work was finished in time to open the span about an hour ago. KCBS reporter Holly Kwan has more from the bridge.
Caltrans head Randy Iwasaki says the repair done 100 feet in the air was no easy task.
They're working with this little box, 3 foot by 2 foot by 15 inches. It looks like a suitcase, if you will. But it weighs 1,600 pounds, and they have to hoist that up, get that into place, and it worked the first time.
It was that perfect night of construction work. Everything went right. It allowed them to open early.
After weeks of charges, the vote was rigged. A U.N.-backed commission says there is clear and convincing evidence of fraud in Afghanistan's presidential election. CBS News Afghan analyst Jerry Van Dyke says there is plenty riding on this election for the country.
It needs a strong leader.
leader to go forward. If this election is called fraudulent, we'll go back to probably a tribal vote. There will be a civil war out of which will come a sort of dictator. This is the last thing that the West wants. This is the last thing that Afghanistan needs.
And there is word now that 4 American soldiers have been killed in an attack in eastern Afghanistan. 4 years ago, their publication caused an uproar in the Muslim world. Cartoons in a Danish newspaper, including one of Muhammad in a bomb-shaped turban. Now, the Yale University Press has decided to remove those cartoons from a book that deals with the controversy. Michael Steinberg, who's part of the Committee for a Free Press, says he's disappointed in his alma mater.
These cartoons were published in the Philadelphia Inquirer. They were published in the Atlantic Monthly. It's a sad day when Yale doesn't have the courage that the Atlantic Monthly has.
The University Press argues it feared possible violence. Well, this is day one on the job for new Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington.
This will be a very different court.
Justice Anthony Kennedy says in a C-SPAN interview, losing one justice and adding another can be hard.
We so admire our colleagues. We wonder, oh, will it ever be the same?
Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's message for Sotomayor, despite all the deep differences and debates and close votes.
You will be surprised by the high level of collegiality here.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
We're checking Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 59 points, the Nasdaq's ahead 14. This is CBS News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Will, a farmer's client.
Everything around the house was on fire.
Bart Baker, a farmer's agent.
2 or 3 weeks prior to the fire, we had a meeting to discuss the steps that you need to do to help save their home.
Fortunately, it all worked out. The house is saved.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com, because ready feels good.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File for Bose. I love the pure, crisp sound of my Bose Wave music system. You will, too. Call 1-800-556-9013 by September 30th, and you'll receive a free premium backlit remote with large illuminated buttons, a $39 value. Ask about financing options with no interest charges from Bose. Enjoy the acclaimed sound of the Wave music system, risk-free for 30 days. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-556-9013.
I'm David Kale with an AM760 local news update. The defense is expected to open its case today in the trial of an Aurora man charged with fatal child abuse. Aaron Thompson is accused of 60 criminal counts in the disappearance of his daughter, Erinae. Her body has never been found. President Obama addresses the nation's school children today. Some parents have had concerns the president will push political perspectives. Nine News spoke to kids at a local skate park.
The highest person in America, man in America, is giving advice. I think you should probably listen to it.
The White House has released the text of the speech on its website. CU's getting ready to break ground on a new biotechnology and biomedical research facility in Boulder. It will house more than 500 researchers. Forget about getting a driver's license, a copy of an accident report, or a tour of the state capitol today, as more than 15,000 state workers are taking their first of 4 furlough days. And it's been 25 years since the last park was built on Denver's west side. That's about to change. Denver will purchase land at Alameda and South Osceola Streets in the Westwood neighborhood. The Denver Post reports a park will add some green to an area sorely lacking it, as the land was home to a beat-up trailer park, an auto body shop, and a dive bar. Sports, Rockies take the opener against the Reds 4-3, same teams tonight at Coors Field. That's your AM760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM760 Progressive Traffic.
We're going to have some late delays following some crashes that occurred earlier this morning. One of them occurred I-70 right around 225. Now, that was on the westbound side. Checking on those cameras, looks like things are breaking loose a little bit, but you'll have to tap your brakes there. The other's west of I-25 that occurred right around Pecos. Now, that one did involve a semi, taking a little bit longer to get mopped up. Surface Street wrecks in the works, one of them Quebec and Alameda. Now, that one should be out of your way shortly. And there's that ongoing hit-and-run accident investigation, Parker and Islip, in the high country. scattered showers coming down along I-70. Once you do get west of that Eisenhower Tunnel, not too heavily, but it is coming down. Time for a quick check on your today's forecast. Now, around the metro, it's going to be a hot one today with a high of about 88 degrees. Now, clouds are going to roll in throughout the day. There is a chance of seeing some of those showers coming in from out of the mountains, moving along the foothills. But for the time being, mostly sunny skies, and it's 69. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Colorado Tourism Office. Plan your fall getaway today with deals on food, lodging, and attractions at HotDealsColorado.com.
America's Next Top Model.
The winner of American Idol.
Dr. Drew has his work cut out for him.
Breaking from Real Housewives, Top Chef, American Idol, and John and Kate for a moment, we take time out to tip our hats to the folks at Animal Planet who just scored the most watched episode ever of their groundbreaking Whale Wars reality show. The season 2 finale audience peaked at around 1.3 million viewers, and the show has been named the second best performing season in the history of the network.
With the recent success of movies District 9 and Tarantino's Inglourious Basterds, you might be wondering, what's next? Well, there are actually three big contenders set for release in the coming months. The Apocalyptic 2012 on November 13th, The Twilight Saga New Moon on November 20th, and James Cameron's eagerly anticipated Avatar on December 18th. Showbiz.
You know, if this healthcare debate and all of these quote-unquote controversies out there, Obama speaking in the schools, et cetera, if they leave us one legacy, it's that we're showing our country to be really way stupider, just way dumber than we ever thought. If you heard the CBS News report at the top of the hour, I kid you not, one of the protesters, one of the right-wing protesters to Obama's speech to students, because apparently it's controversial to tell kids to work hard in school, one of them said, get the government out of our public schools. I mean, what the hell is wrong with people? Like, are we that stupid? Is this really this much of an idiocracy? The person who said that, my comment to her is, get yourself back into a school. If you don't understand how ridiculous you're being. Speaking of how ridiculous everybody is being, on the line with us, as always at this time of the week, Eric Bollert of Media Matters, which the organization which tracks the American idiocracy for the progressive movement, tracks specifically the right-wing manipulation of the idiocracy. Eric, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
I'm doing well. So I was on CNN yesterday with Jim Greer last night, and Jim Greer is the chairman of the Florida Republican Party who started this quote-unquote controversy about Obama's speech to kids in the schools. And what I said was that this may be a short-term gain for the Republicans and the conservatives, but I think actually they've miscalculated in this sense, which is they have flagged this speech as quote-unquote socialist indoctrination. That was the press release from Jim Greer, the Florida Republican Party. And what I think is going to happen is he said, hey, this speech is important. It's a big deal. It's socialist indoctrination. And now all the people who they made interested in this speech are going to read the speech or going to see a clip of it. And basically, I think most of them will conclude, wow, Jim Greer and the conservatives and the Republican Party leaders are a bunch of psychopaths to claim that this is socialist indoctrination. Do you think that's going to happen, or do you think that this is has been a longer-term win for them, just in the sense of that the conservatives created chaos, pure chaos, with this ridiculous story?
Well, I think it comes down to the press. And I think if the press, was honest about this, and didn't sort of try to cover up the idiocy and did sort of hold them accountable, then I think you're right, that I think that would sort of be the general takeaway, like, oh my God, these people are nuts. But we're not seeing that. For instance, you know, I just blogged about it today. I mean, the Washington Post has a headline today, It's Obama seeks to avoid politics in school speech. Flat out inaccurate. Because Obama, he's not seeking to avoid politics. There's no proof that he ever intended to talk about politics.
Right.
He was never going to talk about politics. This was just sort of created out of whole cloth by the right wing. And now here's the Washington Post saying, oh, Obama's going to give a speech, but he's going to avoid politics. You know, as I said in my post, it would be like, you know, the right wing launching this crusade that, you know, Obama's going to scare school kids because he was going to give a speech about invading aliens. And then the White House releases the speech, and what do you know? There's no mention of any aliens. The Washington Post would probably put up a headline, you know, President seeks to avoid aliens in school speech. There's no basis for any of this, but the press is playing right along. And the press in the same Washington Peace Post, you know, they basically describe the controversy, suggesting critics, you know, were complaining that the speech was, you know, unnecessarily political or something. That's not what they said. They claimed he was a socialist. They was going to indoctrinate their kids. They compared him to tyrants and mass murderers. But the Washington Post cleans all that up, and so the critics come across as sort of thoughtful and concerned rather than hateful and unhinged.
Well, that's a really interesting point. You're basically saying that what the media does, the traditional media does, is take the rough edges off of the right wing.
We've seen that all summer. The town hall meetings, you know, now they're merely, you know, passionate, or they were merely, you know, angry. You know, all this stuff about the Hitler and the swastika and the loaded guns and the vandalism, all that stuff has been flushed down.
But what's the motive? What's the motive? Wouldn't it be in the media's interest if they want to, you know, for the cliches, to sell newspapers, to push out there the really unvarnished stuff,
right?
So as to, sensationalize usually means trump up the stuff, but you don't have sensationalize
that's right.
This stuff.
Right, you would think, my gosh, here's this circus rolled into town. I mean, why would you want to downplay it? That's a good point, but the opposite is true. The opposite is true because the narrative from day one is Obama is failing, Democrats aren't up to the job, the White House is in over its head. I mean, this goes back to February, March, April, all this stuff. So that has been the dominant storyline all year. So the town halls, if you take the edges off and you just sort of describe them as sort of this popular uprising against healthcare reform, that fits into the established narrative, and that fits into what the press wants to the story the press wants to tell. Republicans are being super savvy as usual. They've completely outwitted Democrats, and the fact that they do that by making it impossible to have any kind of debate, the fact that they do that showing up with loaded guns and comparing Obama to Hitler, all that stuff is sort of forgotten. And if you see sort of the shorthand now in September to the August town hall meetings, again, like I said, you know, they're merely passionate or they're merely boisterous.
Mm-hmm.
All the craziness has been completely whitewashed. And we saw that with the school stuff. All the craziness, now that the speech is out, now that Jim Greer has even said, oh, you know, my kids are going to watch this speech, this is fine. You know, now they're all, you know, all the right-wing critics are sort of into never-mind mode. And rather than hold them accountable for this, you know, nonsense, you know, the press is playing along. And just a quick point, it reminds me a lot of, you remember back in June when ABC was holding this primetime town hall forum with Obama on health care reform. And the right-wing went crazy and said to ABC it was excluding all mm-hmm. the skeptics and all the critics. This was based on absolutely no facts whatsoever. It turned out to be completely false. They included lots of skeptics and critics. And afterwards, the bloggers and right-wingers just sort of shifted into never-mind mode again. And both times the press, you know, was willingly duped.
We're talking to Eric Bollert of Media Matters. You can find their work at www.mediamatters.org. And Eric's book is called Bloggers on the Bus, his latest book. And here's something else that I don't understand, going to the Van Jones controversy for a second. So here we have a Bush administration that nobody was fired for lying us into the Iraq War. Here we have a Bush administration that quite literally hired some Iran-Contra figures.
Right.
Here we have a Obama administration whose Treasury Secretary didn't pay his taxes and now, according to an investigative piece by the Huffington Post, was taking effectively in-kind gifts from the banking industry. To my mind, nobody, maybe a little bit with the Geithner Senate hearings on the tax issue, maybe just a little bit, but basically there was never a serious media narrative that this could get anybody, that the Iraq thing, the Iran-Contra, the paying the taxes, could get anybody fired.
Right.
And yet Van Jones, the whole narrative for the weeks leading up to him effectively getting fired, I mean, he was forced, I know he officially resigned, the whole narrative of that leading up to that was, the drumbeat was, he's probably going to be, you know, asked to walk the plank.
Right.
Now, I understand the politics of it, right? The Obama administration, they're very close to Wall Street. Tim Geithner is one of their avenues into Wall Street. That's why they don't go out. That's why they're not willing to sacrifice him. The Bush administration, not what. But I don't understand the media double standard. How come that kind of question, that kind of analysis, you never saw that at all?
Well, I think with Van Jones specifically, I think the 9/11 Truther petition became the big problem, and then it became more difficult for the White House.
But they weren't defending him. I mean, look, they asked the White House about Van Jones, and the White House didn't really back him all that.
On Friday, that's right.
You know, all that. It was very, very weak. And so I just wonder, I don't know if it's racial. I'll just ask it directly. Is there a double standard in the media in which specifically progressive movement activists with grassroots, real, serious social justice backgrounds are looked at particularly skeptically by the Washington Press Corps?
I don't know about skeptically. I think they're certainly taken less seriously. You know, if you're anti-war, pro-environmental, green jobs, you come from a community background, all that stuff is considered sort of child's play.
Right.
It's not really where the power is held, and those people aren't really taken seriously. I think with Van Jones, the main difference is between, you know, the scenarios you set up with the Bush administration, this one, is, look, I mean, you know, there's a TV network devoted to that. Fox News has become the opposition party to the White House. And when Bush was in office and, you know, similar types of questions came up about personnel or whatever, there was not a cable channel that devoted itself to basically smearing that person for weeks on end. So if there's a double standard, it's because one of the cable channels has now transformed itself into the opposition party.
And an important point on that is that you're saying that in many ways, the rest of the media has to react to that cable channel.
Well, yeah. I mean, Fox, you know, Fox has sort of rigged the system. Fox is now working from the inside, and the rest of the media still consider them a media outlet, and they're clearly not. They're not a news organization. I think, I haven't seen anything differently, but I think they will become the first, you know, TV network to ever refuse to air a presidential address to Congress when Obama addresses it.
I didn't even know that. So Fox News.
I cannot imagine. I have not seen any other example.
But let me just confirm this. Fox News is not carrying Obama.
Fox TV. Yeah. And is the only one. You know, they have rejected all of the last couple Obama primetime news conferences. They've basically told Obama he's never going to be on Fox News, Fox TV primetime ever again.
So his speech tomorrow night will not be on Fox?
Will not be on Fox. It'll be on all the other networks, even though, like, NBC has a cable outlet, just like Fox does.
What is their official reason?
They didn't give one. They just said, we're not going to air it, and we're gonna point our viewers to Fox News.
I mean, that is absolutely outrageous.
Oh, it's amazing. And again, you know, the press has treated this as no big deal, and it was expected, mostly because Murdoch refused to air Obama's primetime press conferences. Now, you know, I just sort of scratch my head. I mean, if in 2003 or 2005, NBC had refused to air one of President Bush's addresses to the joint sessions of Congress about the war in Iraq. I can't even imagine how many people would have lost their jobs at NBC.
Well, let me, and we gotta go here, but let me ask you a really quick question. I get invited on Fox every now and again, and getting beyond the personal stress that it causes me to go on Fox, just because, you know, it's the whole game is going to be rigged.
That's right.
Do you think it's a good or bad idea at this point? I feel like Fox has gotten even more ridiculous lately.
No, it has. I don't know. You know, I've never had a blanket sort of, some people on the left say, you know, don't go on. I guess it's a little different for Democratic politicians. I know there's one school of thought Democratic politicians should never go on and legitimize, but other people think, you know, if you're pundits or you have something to say, maybe it's okay to go on. I just think it's up to the individual and whether they think they're going to be completely sandbagged. I mean, I've been on the Bret Baier show, which seems to be the lone actual news show that even airs on Fox News. That's their primetime news show. But once you get into anything else on Fox, I don't know. You just have to proceed with your own caution. So I don't really have.
Well, I'll say I got invited to go on tomorrow morning, and I just got to see before this show, and I just got to see if I have the. It's really going to be a question of whether I have the intestinal fortitude to, like, you know, have so much stomach acid going on before this show. Eric Bollert of Media Matters. You can find his work at www.mediamatters.org. His book is Bloggers on the Bus. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. 9:22 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for J. Marvin. After the break, I'll fill you in on some news of the weird, including one New York man donating his 40th gallon of blood. 40th gallon of blood. I'm not kidding. Stick around. That and a couple other news of the weird stories after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, they did clean that crash up westbound I-70 at 225, so that's no longer a problem for us. But this crash earlier on eastbound I-70 at Pecos, still sitting around. The reason it's taking so long is a semi was involved in that crash. Also still working hit-run accident investigation at Iliff and Parker Road. Rest of the drive starting to shape up for us. Still the normal jams on southbound 25 near downtown. Also, as you're trying to get out of downtown towards DU, some small jams there from Downing Street to University. Your forecast today, sunny to start, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and evening. Look for a high around 87 degrees, currently 73 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Starbucks coffee buyers travel the world and taste more than 250,000 cups of coffee a year to ensure the highest quality beans for your cup. All that.
The game time food your family loves costs less at Walmart.
You know, every game day, I'm kind of like the party quarterback. I'm moving the snacks into position, pointing the kids into their seats, calling timeouts if I need to. So last week, they actually said, "Oh, this is awesome, Mom. Thanks." I'm MVP of the family room.
Your game time favorites like Pepsi, Red Baron Pizza, and Farm Rich Cheese Sticks cost less all season long at Walmart. Save money, live better. Walmart.
My name is Marcia, and I'm an empath, so I can feel what other people are feeling. I'm also clairvoyant, so I can see clearly where relationships are going, where people's lives are going.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Only 2 out of 100 psychics who apply are selected.
California Psychics is legitimate because of the screening process that I personally went through. I had to give readings. They had the readings confirmed. They had different people check me out. And it was an intense process.
That's why California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
My purpose in life is to help other people to realize who they really are and to empower them to reach their goals.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic greeting isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
With assistance from intelligentoffice.com, 303-447-9000.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell cheese. We've got it going with our expertise. We sell appliances and that is all. Our giant showroom's like a freaking mall. We've got more friends than any store. 2 minutes north of Flatirons Mall for sure. If you want cheap, then cheap we'll do. But yes, we sell the very best ones too. If you live north, then you live south and you'll save a buck. Appliances are such a thrill. For 16 years now in Louisville, our staff is great. They've worked here long. We cannot help it if they hate this song. Appliances are what we do. MountainHighAppliance.com.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for J. Marvin. A lot of news on the wire. As promised, the AP story. A New York man is donating his 320th pint of blood this week, making him one of two people in the United States who has given 40 gallons of blood. 75-year-old Al Fisher of Massapequa plans to reach the milestone Tuesday, 58 years after he started giving blood. Amazing. Other pieces of interesting news. San Francisco Chronicle reports that Congressman Daryl Issa, the extreme conservative Republican, is one of the very few who's actually asking, at least, the right questions about health care reform. They quote him as saying, "How do we positively deal with the fact that Americans rightfully ask, if I'm paying $7,000 a year for health care today, how can I be sure that I can pay more or less that amount next year, even if I have a health event? If both sides walk away from this and don't solve it, they should both be punished in the next election." He says, "I don't support the federal government putting new money into a system that already costs twice what the Canadian system costs. Because I don't see how, if we're already spending twice as much, spending more is the answer. At the same time, people in Canada do not worry that if they lose their job, they lose health care. People in Canada don't worry that if they have a health event, that what was affordable is going to become unaffordable. In America, they do." I mean, that's the most rational kind of thinking I've heard from a Republican in a long time. Of course, he's not going to vote for health care reform, but at least he's asking and saying the right things and acknowledging the benefits of a single-payer system, like they have up in Canada. Speak of Canada, Time magazine reports, where are the jobs? They're in Canada. Here in the U.S., stock market investors seem thrilled, but the pace of job losses slowed a bit in August. Guess what happened up in Canada? Payroll employment actually increased by 27,000 jobs in August, driven by gains in retail and wholesale trade in financial services. Canadians weren't falling over themselves in excitement about the report. Full-time employment actually decreased for the month. But compared to the job picture here, things are looking awfully good north of the border. It's pretty interesting news. I think really interesting in light of what's going on here in our economy. Let's go back to the phones, take a couple more calls before we... At 9:30, in the 9:30, after the next break, we'll talk to Bob Moore of the Fort Collins Coloradan about the Colorado delegation's particular stance on health care. He's got a new story in the Fort Collins Coloradan taking a survey of all of our members of Congress. Let's go to Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You were talking about Van Jones, and I want to mention the real reason Glenn Beck and Fox News went after Van Jones. You know, he was the co-founder of an organization called Color of Change. And after Glenn Beck called President Obama a racist, Color of Change went after Glenn Beck and organized a boycott of his advertisers, which apparently has been quite effective. And so in retaliation, the Beckster decided to go after Van Jones, who was the co-founder of the organization. And I think that's one of the root causes of why this whole attack started.
I think that's right. I think there certainly is a tit-for-tat part of this. And you know, let's not forget, though, that, and I don't think you are forgetting this, but let's all not forget that Glenn Beck started this, of course, with race baiting.
Oh, yes, yes.
Calling right. President Obama a racist, which, of course, goes right back to the old frame of the angry white male insisting that if racism is a problem in the United States, it's a problem that black people are oppressing white people, which is, of course,
arguably the single most ridiculous line of thinking in our public debate that continues to endure out of the 60s and 70s backlash to the civil rights movement. And, you know, I think that's right. I think Glenn Beck, part of this is self-preservation. Some of his advertisers said, we don't want to advertise, we don't want to sponsor a guy who is running and leading a lynch mob. And I think that Glenn Beck has fired back. And the most ridiculous part of this is, why would the White House listen to Glenn Beck? And that's the subject of today's editorial in the Wall Street Journal, which features me and Van Jones, where the Wall Street Journal says this White House is more interested in listening to Glenn Beck than in listening to its own progressive base. And of course, the Journal applauds that, but I certainly don't, and I think it's, but unfortunately, I think it's true.
And if you go to colorofchange.org, you can help support the boycott of the
Yeah, I encourage everybody to do that. www.colorofchange.org. Pat, thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
Mick in Denver, you're on AM 760. Mick, hey, man.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Listen, I just wanted to call. I'm going to go right off the topic and everything and ask you some direct questions. First of all, I wanted to give you kudos on your column in the Post on Sunday. I no longer read the Post, not even online, but yet I know that I'm doing myself a disservice when I miss good columns like by you and Garrison Keillor.
Thanks.
This Sunday.
Appreciate it.
Wonderful column, very, very enlightening. Everybody should read it and all. Number two, the easiest way of getting in touch with you, because I'm a constant caller on the show, and I've got a little personal with Mr. Turk there and Mr. Marvin over the years, and I just wanted to off topic when you've got a minute after you wash the dishes or something like that to bother you for 5 minutes and stuff. So what's the easiest email?
Easiest way anybody can reach me is DS like David Sirota at davidsirota.com. It goes right to me. DS
at davidsirota.com.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. DS at davidsirota.com.
Okay. Last thing is, I really do think you should take some Tums. Go on tonight or tomorrow night on Fox. And the whole thing that you want to do, here's the tool. These people, one of the things that they love to do when they get somebody like you on their shows is talk over you, continually talk over you. And I get so angry when it happens and people don't point this out to them. Very few times have you heard anybody come back and say, now listen, I'm going to have the say here in the time that I'm allotted, because you guys invited me on, and all you're doing is continually interrupting and trying to drown me out and all. It's a tool that they continually use at the town hall meetings. I got into a humongous yelling argument with a guy where I shouted him down after he was shouting someone else down, and I basically got it to the point where I just told him to shut the F up and let the other person and other people and myself make a point, because what we wanted to do is to listen to the congressman that we went to, talk to and listen to.
Well, whenever I go on Fox,
I know
that I'm going to have to assert my rights, make it into a debate and not a torture session, a rigged torture session. Fox likes to rig the terms of the debate. You go on with a conservative guest and a conservative anchor and a conservative host, and it's completely rigged against you. If I do go on tomorrow morning, I rest assured I will do my level best to make sure that I level the playing field. Hey, Mick, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. 9:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After this break, we're going to check in with Bob Moore, the Fort Collins Coloradan. He's going to give us an update on his story, his report about where the Colorado delegation, each member of the delegation, is on health care. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, just a couple current crashes out in your way. One eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Two cars and a semi involved in this one. Still seeing the backups to I-76 Our new crash involves a motorcycle at Spear and Colfax near downtown. Rest of the drive, getting back into the 50s and 60s. C-470, no longer an issue. Do see some slower traffic, though, coming in on eastbound 6th Avenue, leaving Wadsworth all the way down to 25. Also heavy on southbound 25, Downing Street to University. Forecast, partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Right now, 75 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, looking for a great deal on genuine Toyota parts and service? Check your mail for details or visit your neighborhood Toyota dealer's parts and service center during their three-day parts and accessories blowout sale, September 10th through the 12th. Toyota, moving forward.
There's a lot of sports bars, but not many with pool tables and live entertainment. Buy a half-price gift certificate for Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood at am760.net. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast.
Are you looking for that perfect piece to accent your favorite room? PosterCheckout.com has over 300,000 art prints, posters, and canvas transfers to choose from. They have the best prices for art and posters on the internet. Visit PosterCheckout.com to peruse their large selection and great prices. There's also free shipping on every order, $35 or more. Also, this month, be sure to check out Bargain Watch for a discount code from PosterCheckout.com. That's PosterCheckout.com.
Enjoy the summer on your outside deck. The Lumber Guy offers the lowest prices on everything you need to build a new deck or refurbish your existing one. The Lumber Guy has unbeatable prices on popular paved stone and retaining wall blocks. Make your home projects affordable with quality building materials from The Lumber Guy. 40 to 70% savings every day. The Lumber Guy is easy to find at East 50th in Washington. From I-70, go north on Washington, right on 50th. Call The Lumber Guy at 303-979-8823 or log on to thelumberguy.net. If The Lumber Guy has it, you will save.
Save money with Bargain Watch at am760.net. This week, get half-price gift certificates to Greenfield Pool and Sports Bar. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town, brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at am760.net.
That's 1-877-505-8130. 1-877-505-8130. Or visit chroniclowbackpainstudy.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents your instrument panel.
We, the panel, have some additional information for you.
Ooh, thanks.
You can receive money-saving Ford service offers by email.
Oh, great.
You can also have the latest Ford service offers sent directly to your mobile phone.
Great again.
Just go to GenuineService.com to sign up.
GenuineService.com. Got it.
It's a website.
Yes, instrument panel. I'm familiar with websites.
You'll find them on the web.
I know where to find them. Just be clear.
Visit your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today.
Cottman Transmissions Fleet Repair and Maintenance are well equipped to provide timely driveline repairs to your business's fleet of vehicles. We take pride in helping you control costs and keep your fleet on the road longer. Call us at 303-761-8841 or visit us at 2630 South Broadway.
Is your credit card debt getting out of control? Do you find yourself unable to keep up with the outrageous payments and fees? Stop paying those greedy credit card companies and keep your money for yourself. Now, in 2009, Americans with $10,000 or more in credit card debt legally have the consumer right to reduce their debt and slash payments nearly in half. For a free consultation, call Debt Solution Advisor now at 800-811-5007. Join the millions daily who are finally being told the truth about their debt options. Call us in the next 30 minutes to legally reduce your credit card debt and save yourself thousands. Exercise your consumer rights today with Debt Solution Advisor and speak to one of our specialists to relieve that credit card stress once and for all. For free information, call now at 800-811-5007. That number again is 800-811-5007. 800-811-5007. 800-811-5007.
Your future arrives on September 9th. The E3 Career and Resource Fair is where you can explore new careers and meet with great employers. It's free at the Colorado Convention Center. For more information, go to coworkforce.com. That's coworkforce.com.
I'm 40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota, filling in for Jay Marvin. Trying to get over my... it's been a busy weekend. I was on CNN a couple times yesterday. Now I'm the target of today's lead editorial in the Wall Street Journal. It's all fun and games until you get a lot of hate mail. latest hate email comes from somebody telling me to go kill myself. That's nice. That's great. Going to more local issues, on the line with us now is Bob Moore, is the editor of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he comes on our show regularly to update us on his reporting. He's got a series of stories over the weekend about the Colorado delegation and health care reform. The headline, Markey, Bennett, Udall, ready to renew push for health care reform. A separate story, delegation wants president to assert leadership on reform. Bob, thanks for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure. I hope I can cheer you up a little bit. Sounds like
no, I'm not down. It's just like, you know, you wake up one morning and you're like the subject of the editorial in the largest, most powerful conservative voice in America, and it's a little bit, you wonder, you know, if you thought the world was going crazy before, you really think the world is going crazy now when that happens, because if I'm the major spokesman to the American left, then the American left sincerely has lots of problems. So you're reporting on the Colorado delegation and health care. Tell us the broad strokes of what you found.
Well, the broadest strokes are that, you know, the key members of the delegation, be Mark Udall, Michael Bennett, and Betsy Markey, all continue to give at least some support for the issue of health care reform, particularly around the public option. But nobody's drawing a line in the sand or anything at this point saying that, you know, the public option has to be there to win their support. And there's obviously some real questions, particularly in the Senate, on whether there's enough votes to get the public option through. So all three of them are staying somewhat flexible, as they have pretty much throughout the August recess.
We're talking to Bob Moore of the Fort Collins, Colorado. His new story is about the Colorado delegation and its position on health care. Any of these folks that you report on, did they take a, I mean, if you can grade them on a strong to weak level, not your own position, but where they come down on health care, is there any gradation between how strongly these particular legislators are advocating health care?
Well, I think all of them are quite clear in their statements that the current system is broken and needs to be fixed. It's when you get into the policy weeds that things start to get a little more uncertain, because it's one thing to say that the current system is broken. It's another to say we need to do this, this, and this in order to fix it. All of them are quite concerned about the impact of any reform on the deficit. They all believe it needs to be deficit neutral. Markey in particular has said repeatedly throughout the recess that she can't support H.R. 3200, the current House bill, because of high cost factors, particularly expanding Medicaid under the current bill. So exactly how you get there is still very much an open question, and included in that is the public option. That's still very much an open question.
Here's a question I'm wondering from you. Is anybody ask them, if they have such problems with the deficit, why do they only seem to have a problem with the deficit when it comes to health care? I don't hear any of these members of Congress talking about the exploding defense budget. I hear very few of them talking about the enormous cost of the war and certainly escalating the war. I don't hear any of them who were in Congress during the bailout talk about the deficit effects of that. Is there any
They have.
Explanation?
I mean, they have. And Markey, in particular, when she voted on the one vote she got to cast on the bailout was the second round of the TARP bailout, and she voted against it.
Which is at least consistent.
Right. And Bennett joined was appointed to the Senate right after that, so he didn't have to vote. But if you listen closely to Bennett's talks during the recess, he really did focus quite a bit on the deficit and what needs to get done. And right before the recess, he also introduced a couple of deficit control bills. So, and he may not have spoken specifically about the wars. I have heard Markey mention that she has some concerns about the ongoing role of the United States in Afghanistan, for example, but has not come out and directly criticize the intervention there. But especially with Bennett and Markey, they have spent quite a bit of time talking about the deficit. And as has Udall, I mean, ever since the 2008 campaign began, he's been trying to position himself as a fiscal hawk to try to, in part, beat back that bolder liberal label.
Yeah, and I just find it frustrating. I mean, I find it frustrating that the deficit discussion in our country is always a discussion of the deficit only when it relates to essentially social spending. You really rarely ever hear about the defense budgets, for instance, its impact on the deficit. Now, the obvious reason is because, you know, the politics of the defense budget are, if you support a bigger defense budget, it somehow in the American idiocracy automatically means that you're for a stronger military. And also there's the whole issue of, you know, the defense industry is in every single part of the country. And so it's hard to take on the defense industry when they can so easily, they have an infrastructure in place to so easily say that if you take on the defense budget, you're trying to hurt your economy at home. We're talking to Bob Moore of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and his new series of pieces on where the Colorado congressional delegation is, in particular on health care. And as you said, none of them have taken the pledge to vote against a health care bill without a public option. And I should ask about Michael Bennett in particular. He seemed, and I'll ask you, I guess, because I seem to think that we saw a pretty big rhetorical shift since Andrew Romanoff, the former House Speaker, announced that he was going to probably primary Michael Bennett. I think we've seen a shift from a Bennett in June and July and August taking a bunch of different positions on the public option. Oh, well, I support it, but I don't know how important it is, and it's, you know, we shouldn't draw lines in the sand, to a new announcement with a video insisting that he's always concretely supported the public option. Do you think that's a shift? Do you think that shift, if you do think that's a shift, is related to the primary? And what do you think, if you think there's a shift, that means for his final vote and final positioning on this issue?
I can speak primarily to the conversations I have had with him over time and the public appearances I've watched him at over time. And a couple weeks before the Romanoff story broke in the Denver Post, I saw Bennett speak to the Northern Colorado Legislative Alliance, which is a Chamber of Commerce group up here. And he was pretty clear at that time that he supported the public option. And he said he thought it was a good measure to help increase competition, which in turn would drive down costs in the healthcare system. So he was pretty adamant about that, although at the same time he was clear that he was not wedded to that concept. So I haven't seen as much a shift as some others have said. I do think that obviously they've decided to put out that video to try to highlight his stances a little bit better. But he's been pretty consistent, if not frustrating for some people, because he has said, I support a public option, but I'm not sure it has the votes to get through the Senate, and therefore I'm not going to draw a line in the sand.
Right, and I think what's irked people about that is that I think that, you know, people, I think, are so suspicious of politicians and so suspicious of them trying to always give themselves an out. And they're so suspicious of politicians who don't seem to want to lead. And I think it certainly is fair to say, and I've said this before, I don't think Michael Bennett ever said he was against the public option. I think he's been pretty clear that he supports the concept. I think the difference is whether he's willing to fight for it, whether he's giving himself an out. Now, I mean, maybe he's being blamed a little bit for being honest. Maybe he's saying, you know, maybe he's just being honest that, you know, the votes may not be there. But I certainly think that this is what is going to be the dynamic of the primary. Do you have any thoughts, and again, we're talking to Bob Moore of the Fort Collins, Colorado, do you have any thoughts about the primary in general? Do you think it's, you've been covering Colorado politics, do you think that's going to be a competitive primary? Do you think the primary is actually going to happen? Or do you think that, you know, this is all a whole lot of sound and fury about nothing that's going to be very big?
I don't don't know. I don't think the Romanoff story would have leaked if he was not extremely serious about making the run. And I think we'll know a little bit more later this month. I think, you know, Romanoff in the party has some strong statewide recognition, name recognition that will certainly help him. Bennett obviously has a huge financial advantage, and you can never underestimate the powers of incumbency too when it comes to being able to get your name out there and to do things like earmarks and such to help the voters back home. So it could be a very competitive primary, and it certainly would be real interesting. And as I noted in my story this weekend, Bennett's in a real unique position among members of the Senate because, as far as I know, he's the only Democrat who faces a likely strong primary challenge and then possibly a strong Republican challenge if he gets through that. So that's certainly going to impact it has to impact his thinking. And I did ask him about that over the weekend, and his basic position was that he thinks his best chance at retaining the seat is to pass strong health care reform legislation that will lower costs for families in Colorado. And I think at the end of the day, that will be critical for voters as to how they judge their incumbents in this election is, you know, have they made life better? Have they gone in to fix problems?
Right. Are you better off than you were 4 years ago, the old Ronald Reagan adage? And it's good to know that Michael Bennett sees his political future tied to the success, the substantive success of health care reform. Bob Moore of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. You can find his work at www.coloradoan.com, ColoradoAn.com. Thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure, David. Thanks a lot.
9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota filling in for Jay Marvin. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. That crash on eastbound I-70 with the semi, now it's been moved out of your way, so traffic is improved there as you approach the mouse trap. Right now, just residual jams, southbound 25, I-70, past Spear Boulevard. Same deal, northbound 225, Isle of to Mississippi. Our only accident right now, it's near downtown, Spear and Colfax, but a motorcycle is involved in that one. Your forecast, sunny to start, partly cloudy with a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon. Perhaps some rain this evening. Our high around Denver today should be around 87 degrees, currently 78 in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Scrabble at Subway is back with millions of chances to win and so many prizes. Cash, trips, hybrid cars, VIP experiences to this summer's hottest concerts, and so much more. Play Scrabble at Subway, where winners eat.
Larry H. Miller Kia is shaking down prices, and now's your chance to save.
The moment you realized you could be your own boss was big. Now comes another moment. The economy has changed and you need guidance. At Wells Fargo, we're with you when you need someone by your side. With our free business financial review, we'll evaluate your banking needs to help ensure that you have the right tools in place so you can keep doing what you love. We're a small business financial leader, so rest assured that we can help you. Call, click, or stop by and talk with a Wells Fargo banker today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
What if we told you have instant access to exciting perks that'll make your every day a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks, like an exclusive discounted rate at Hilton Hotels when booking online. Now through September 30th, 2009, Visa Signature cardholders receive a 25% discount off Hilton's best available rate, just in time for summer travel. That's 25% off, just for being a cardholder. To take advantage of Hilton's summer perks, book your stay at participating hotels now at visa.com/Hilton. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already receive. To see all the perks, visit visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Book your room now at visa.com/Hilton to take advantage of this great summer travel perk. More people go with Visa.
Larner is an accountant.
Yes, I am.
Mr. Larner, what does an accountant do?
An accountant brings resumes to his son's class and passes them out.
Oh, sir.
Do any of you have parents that can hire me?
Mr. Larner.
Or help me find work in this tough economy?
Mr. Larner.
Remember, giving my resume to your parents will count as 50% of your grade.
Mr. Larner.
Do any of you have an apple in your lunchbox? I'm hungry.
Yes, it's a tough economy, but there are great jobs out there. Post your resume right now at DenverHelpWanted.com.
What home repairs are you struggling with? Get the help you need with the Home Pros. Hi, this is Joe Greenberg.
And Lenore Greenberg.
Greenberg with $99 Rooter.
Host of the Home Pros. Join us every Saturday beginning at 12 noon.
For help with that home repair, right here on AM 760 KKZN.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Colorado polls reporting that Dick Wadhams, the chairman of the Republican Party here in Colorado, otherwise known as Dick Wad, is considering moving to Nevada. Good riddance. I hope he does it. Take a couple more calls if we can before we got to get out of here for the day. Let's go to Russ in Pueblo. Russ, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you know, I kind of wish you guys was a right-wing radio station, because I'll let you guys have it, but you're not, and I'm glad of that. Anyway, here's my comment about the public option. Okay, I have a grandson who has a serious medical condition called hydrocephalus, which is fluid on the brain, has a shunt, the whole works, okay? Okay, insurance company won't even touch him, okay? Right now he has Medicaid, but how he got Medicaid was my daughter had a good paying job. But she made too much money for Medicaid, so she had to quit her job, and she had to get a minimum wage job just to qualify for the Medicaid so he could have medical care. Because insurance companies won't touch him. Hydrocephalus is fluid on the brain. And what I like to say to all those Republicans out there is one of these days, you guys are going to have a grandson, a son, with a serious medical condition, and insurance companies isn't going to touch them.
Yeah, no, that's part of this reform. And the key is that we have to remember the devil may be in the details. You know, you hear a lot right now about how the insurance regulatory part of this reform is going to prevent discrimination based on a pre-existing condition. Well, there's a lot of wiggle room there. They may have to issue you a policy. But what are the details of the policy they have to issue you, right? They may have to issue you an insurance policy, but they may, for people with a quote-unquote pre-existing condition, they may still be allowed to charge you a much higher premium than someone else. So effectively, we have to make sure that discrimination is really gone and not just gone in name only. Thanks for the call. All right, that's the show for today. Tomorrow we'll talk about a big Supreme Court ruling that may put more corporate money into politics. Tune in then.
You know, I've been sick since March the 3rd. So I'm coming to you directly from the Red Rocket, my wheelchair, and I'm in the AM 760 production room because I want to tell you about Rocky's Autos at 63rd and Federal. They have got a selection out there that is just a killer. Now, if you're thinking about buying a vehicle, I think you should comparison shop. And I think Rockies will give you the best deal. They're open 9 in the morning until 9 in the evening. They're located at 63rd and Federal. And by the way, I got to throw in this personal note. The folks at Rockies, since I've gotten sick, have supported me 100%. And you know something? You buy a car there, they'll support you too. 63rd and Federal, Rockies Autos, J. Marvin, broadcasting live from the Red Rocket. My wheelchair, if you can believe it. And I'll be back soon.
There's a lot of sports bars, but not many with pool tables and live entertainment. Buy a half-price gift certificate for Greenfield's Pool and Sports Bar in Lakewood at am760.net. Bargain Watch is brought to you by Comcast.
Turn to the left with AM 760.